There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toe slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's scrimp to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble. Show. Revenge porn to felony. It's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent. His empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat. Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble. Piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to This Little Piggy. My name's Patrick. This is Carl Hamburger.
Hamburger, yes.
It's French from the Who Are These Men on My Television Screen show. And this is it's a joke that I can't stop doing. And Moody from a 3D printer video that I saw.
Yeah, hi. How's it going? This is 3D printing tutorials with Moody. You must be so happy that you brought your Bamboo Labs A1 Mini. Welcome to this.
Are you going to start a new channel where you teach people how to make useless shit? So this is your new man cave you've built?
Yeah. So this is what I've been working on for the last few months. I've like redone the walls. I've laid down laminate. Yeah, it's a little place that's separated from the house.
It's going to be an Airbnb. Like,
we don't share the wall is not shared with a bedroom, which was not great for shows. So this is the new place.
Carl, how was your Christmas? Did you build yourself a man cave?
It was fantastic. Thanks for asking. I found out that my nephew's son, who's 3, is the most famous hamburger in the family. There's a TikTok video he stars in with 37 million views.
I thought you were going to say he's one of those Costco kids.
Yeah, he's Big Justice.
That I'm related. Anyway, welcome. If you're like me, you haven't been spending a lot of Christmas with the toe, but thankfully he hasn't been on much this week. We did, on my show Monday, watch quite a bit of his birthday stream. I think that's probably enough to talk about today in full. But then there was a clip yesterday where he brought up Moody again. He seems to be really starting to dial in on on tearing Moody apart. Maybe that's why you had to move out of the house.
Yeah. It's actually a front. I got divorced. This is my new house. There's no storage. I think he's just getting frustrated that he can't attack you anymore. For some, like, nothing's working, and so he's spreading the radius. Oh,
you missed Thursday's show. I wrote down some quotes.
Yeah. Oh, you have quotes?
Oh, I wrote down some quotes he said on yesterday's show about this Patrick.
I think Carl hates me secretly. He keeps a notebook, and every time somebody says something bad about me, he writes it down and jerks off.
Well, no. Listen to what he said, because it's the same thing, because I was watching you cover Chad Zumach.
Right.
And Chad was saying this, too, and I think that's where Aaron's getting his news now, is from TM Zumach, because he says Patrick Melton thinks you should only watch him. And he says, you know, Patrick has a community of 65 IQ individuals. And if anyone goes and watches other shows, then Patrick, you reach out to them directly and you make them choose which show they will watch. And well, this is crazy. He even said, I've known this for over a year. Because I've had people tell me when they've enjoyed my show that you've reached out to them and told them they're not allowed to watch that show anymore.
Yeah, Chandler has threatened to release the DMs.
Oh, there are DMs now. So where you're leaving the internet.
Yeah, and I just hope that David Chandler doesn't watch this show or anything else I do. Because Chandler has threatened to release the DMs where I'm just like, come on, man. why are you giving so much money to the toe?
I've literally heard you say on your show multiple times over multiple right. months, I don't care what you guys watch and enjoy. Watch everything. Why? It doesn't bother me. Why would I give a fuck? I think it's how we all feel about this. Who gives a shit?
I mean, I've said that I believe everyone will come to the same conclusion about Aaron and Chad eventually, and we'll be here for you to catch you when you fall and welcome you to the community. We're not going to – look, we'll razz you a little bit, just like we did Carl when he was like, I think you guys are all off base on this one. I think Aaron and April's is an endless love.
I deserved it.
Yeah, he said that I don't let anyone make fun of Patrick, which I don't know where he got that from. I encourage people to make fun of Patrick. I enjoy –
You're also on. Patrick's only friend, by the way, Moody.
Right, yeah. Patrick's only friend, the only person he can talk to. But and then I got these vague things like you've got skeletons in your closet. My life is so boring. Like, I don't know.
Right.
I figured out how to put plasterboard.
Normal guy. Yeah.
Right. I've got a 3D printer. I don't have time to have skeletons.
But then he said something else. We'll watch the clip. We'll get into it. But hi, everybody. Welcome to the this little piggy program. It is, of course, a goal-based program. So we do expect lots of money. And so far, we haven't gotten much. We've gotten from the ghost of Mr. P. Carl has the punch. The clown because Jenny too old. I don't even know what that means.
You know, he was chatting on Who Are These Socials the other night, and I didn't understand what he was saying there either. He's got a proofread or something.
Look,
I don't know.
He's coming to Atlantic City. He says he's going to have a hotel room with drugs for me. I don't know whether to be scared or tempted. I'm going to convince Rocco and OJ to come up with me.
Make sure he does a line first before you do one. That's my advice.
Yes, good. Get that little button of yours firm, Aaron. Really firm. Then, after acquiring the goal, treat Slam Pig to 2 minutes of depressing, date rapey, poon poking.
How much would you pay? Would you guys chip in with me for an Aaron M. Holt sex tape? If it was, if it was $100,000 on the internet, can we raise the money?
Please, no.
It'd be great. I think it'd be sweet. Aaron's birthday. I guess we should talk about it. He's 38 years old.
Yep.
Get out your whistles. Get out your confetti.
He had to skip his members only show because he was getting ready for this birthday.
Right.
That should be talked about. On Sunday afternoon, he put out a notice that he would not be doing a members-only show. Now, we know the members-only shows since April has left are under an hour. They're anywhere from 30 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes, but sometimes 45, sometimes close to an hour. So he couldn't do it. And these members-only shows are usually just him going over what happened in football that day.
Yeah, they're not shows. He just reads the, chat.
And drinks.
Talks to people. Yeah, it's not even a show.
Right. Yeah. So these are the most low-effort of the programs, these give back shows to the members, they're hangs. And he even admits that.
Right.
But he had to cancel it because he was prepping a bunch of decorations and other dumb stuff, is what he said, for the members only show.
Well, one other thing he did
prep, or for the Monday show, sorry.
One other thing he did prep because he talked about this on his birthday show is he texted Alex Stein to get Bert from Fish Tank on the show, and Alex Stein never responded. I don't think that Alex Stein is Bert's agent or his manager. I don't think he represents him in any way. And I love the fact that Aaron, rather than just like, hey, maybe this guy will come through and something will happen, that'd be neat, he has to say it out loud and show how embarrassing his life is.
Well, these guys, it just happened with Chad Zumach.
Hello, Patrick from Nobody Likes Onions, always trying to ruffle my feathers. The fact is, you guys talk about money more than I do.
Yep.
I have a simple goal. I put it out there in the beginning, and that's it. You guys and your little works and other stuff talk about money far more than me, as it were, if you will.
Silence too good. I have in my notes other things he said on Thursday related to that, but I'll table that for now.
Yes. Right. He said no show. He talks about money less than any show.
No, what we do is actually worse than what he does. I want to talk about it. Let's get into it later.
Let's do the birthday. So Chad did this with his birthday too. You know, all week long he said, I'm sending the link out to all my celebrity friends. He said, I've never had the balls to ask Nick Swartzen to do my podcast. Friday, I will. Godfrey, Florentine, You know the hit.
The list goes on. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's about it.
So he was going to have them all call in today. I don't think anybody did.
Oh, he didn't get Daniel Tosh on the show to celebrate his birthday with him?
No, Tosh. His excuse was, dude, I only sent the link to three people. Well, they all do this thing, and I likened it to a fat girl who announces she's going on a diet and going to lose 100 pounds and then never has to lose the diet because she got 200 likes on the post, and all her friends said she's so brave for trying. And why lose the weight? Now you've already had the rush of dopamine. So you've already – people get credit for stuff. So Chad put it out there that Godfrey and Tosh and all these people would be on a show. He doesn't need to actually do it. And if you think he's a loser for not getting them, fuck you. He didn't even try. And it's like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's this like I could – this show could be so much better if I tried to make it better, but I don't try. And therefore, it's this shitty because I want it to be this way.
It's such a cop-out. I called into Mike Kelta's show the other day, your buddy Mike, Cowhead. And when he was doing the show, it's called Me and My Wife. He does a show with his wife, Amanda. And I told him that to us, you know, when I was on the show with him, I go, dude, you do this cop out thing where you act like we're not even putting any effort into it. I'm just sitting down with my wife. And if people see it, great. But we know it's not going to be a big show. But it's like, no, you'd be talking nonstop about it if it was a big show. So you want to have it both ways. Like, well, I'm not putting much effort in, so if it sucks, that's why. But, you know, if it is a big success, that'd be cool, too.
But also, we're going to be at a theater, buy tickets for our live.
We got to get a head count first.
And then we've honed this thing.
This whole thing, Chad, I'm so glad you covered this, because I didn't see that he was on Christmas Day, because I actually have people to talk to and hang around with. So Christmas Day, Chad goes on and starts justifying his birthday show where he's going to be begging for money. He goes, look at Aaron does it. Kevin Brennan does it. Stuttering John does it. Like, he's listing all these people just like, yeah, these are all red flags. This is why you shouldn't do any of this.
How frustrated do you think Aaron is that his birthday is so close to Christmas? Because if it was 6 months out, it could have
I disagree. He's got an anniversary every month. That doesn't matter.
Right.
I think it works out perfectly for him because it allows him to take those 2 days off.
Right.
Because honestly, if he hadn't made that much money on his birthday show, he would have been streaming on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Yeah, but he does resent it a little bit and probably did growing up too. I imagine Moody, you're right, because it's another excuse. He not only has an anniversary every month, he has anniversaries every. It's the last night goal of the week. Don't forget, this Thursday I'll make it a perfect week of goals because there's no goal Friday. But like, it's just like every week there. He's so much worse than a girl with the like birthday week, birthday month shit. He has to have little milestones and celebrations every week of the year.
Every day is special.
I mean, in a way, you want to live with that kind of whimsy. You know, you want to live in the moment like that.
He's got to give a reason for people to donate because he can't just – otherwise, it's just Groundhog Day. Every single show could be replaced with a different one.
Well, that's what he was – and I'm sure part of what Carl will get to is he – you know, on the birthday, it was wild because he had this little thing of confetti that he made his girlfriend cut up because he couldn't order confetti. He didn't think of it in time. Yep. And then someone pointed out he probably recycled his son's happy birthday banner because his son had a birthday party there the week before. So that made sense because you can see Aaron being the kind of guy who like folds that up like, we can use this next year.
Right?
Yes, I got three kids. Emily hasn't seen any of this shit. So
I love the confetti because at the start of the show, he gave everyone a very visible image of like, I want this desk to be covered in confetti. I want it to be like that scene from Forrest Gump where the whole desk is covered. You can't see the desk. And then every time he throws up the limited amount of confetti he managed to make overnight,
you look like Salt Bay
and puts it away.
And then he would immediately panic and be like, I got to get all this up. He would panic and start picking it up and complain about how it got in the keyboard and he couldn't type.
It's the perfect like representation of the goal where it's like, help me hit the goal and I won't ask you for anything again. Oh, wait. There's another goal now. It's like,
oh, that's a good sign.
Yeah. He also started off with $20 donations and higher confetti. And then those weren't coming in. So immediately he's like, hey, maybe 10 bucks, maybe $5. We'll start throwing confetti around. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah.
For a guy with so many rules, he changes rules on a whim. On the show on Thursday, he comes on and he goes, guys, I don't even know what we're doing today. Like, maybe we'll do like a Rumble rant Friday thing, or maybe we don't have a goal, but oh, I got an idea. How about it's YouTube versus Rumble, and then you guys tell me what you want the show to be today, because I'm not sure what the show, like, the guy is lost. You've said this many times. He has no idea what his show is. He makes up rules and then he breaks the rules immediately. Like, what's the point of any of this?
Yeah, it feels like he's on a sailboat just sitting at the equator with no wind. And every day he's just getting pointed in a different direction. Like, maybe this will go somewhere. And it's like, probably not, though.
Probably not.
The show's changed. It's like, it's changed. He keeps saying that the worst part of the show is just asking for money. But yep. If you put that aside, the show's not what it was a year ago.
Well, it's funny. Thursday, he said that anybody who complains about him and the goal, it's just projection and cope.
Right.
And then Friday, he said, today, he says, God, if I hate one thing about this show, it's the goal. And it's like,
sounds like projection.
Are you projecting?
Yeah, right.
And then he, in this, God, it's almost enough now for a coffee table book of Aaron's dreams and nightmares. You know, every other page could be an alternating nightmare / dream. Today, he announced another one of his dreams that he had, where he's like, guys, I don't know if you know this or not. We're $75 into Monday. Now, somebody piped up in the chat and said, isn't it 100? And he said, I have 75. So he's 75 into Monday. And he goes, you know, I have this dream. We're so close. If we just knocked out Monday, and then on Monday we could focus on knocking, there'd be no goal at all. And Monday we could focus on Tuesday.
Right.
And then like Tuesday, we would just, you'd send in your fives and tens and we would knock out Wednesday. He goes, this could be the turning point. He called it the turning point of the show. He like, this could be, we may never have a goal again. This could be the end of goals.
He thought the same thing when he made all that money around the controversy. Well, where he's making all that money.
And when he hit the quad.
Yeah, like, the quad.
Every time he gets a show ahead, he's like, fuck, wouldn't this be, I just had an idea. Wouldn't this be great if we just stayed ahead? I've been trying to get money every day. What if I got tomorrow's money now? Like, these guys are fucking retarded. He also had the brilliant thing on Monday where he didn't understand why Party City had gone out of business. He's like, dude, why don't they just, right, they're bankrupt. Why don't you just stay open until the first of the year?
These guys are so stupid. They got, obviously, the holidays now, but then Valentine's Day and then St. Patrick's, right, Day. Like, what are they thinking? Just stay open for another quarter.
It's idiots.
So, Flag it's, Day.
It's such a good representation of like what the, how he treats it. Like, yes, he, right, doesn't have money. He should just stay open and beg for more because he could squeeze more out rather than getting
Chad,
a job.
It's such a Dunning-Kruger that like Chad and Aaron keep revealing accidentally how little they know about business, right, while going around pounding their chest like they're in Wolf of Wall Street. Like Chad asking why hasn't Kevin sent out the 1099 is one hilarious of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. It's like, yeah, holy shit. And then last year with the like big refund, and then this year Aaron doing the thing like, why don't, dude, just hold on a little while. They're bankrupt, Aaron. There's no. Maybe all the employees at 300 locations will just work for free through the holidays.
Yeah, that'd be better than them losing their jobs before the holidays, right? Working for free. Sure, what, they'd what love
think,
that.
What do you think the average ticket at Party City is on the way out the door? $30? $12?
Right.
Like, you're selling paper craft.
Like it's like greeting cards, two-thirds of the store,
right, balloons. Yeah. It's like this stuff is going to literally be thrown in a dumpster. I don't think the Dollar General will buy it at auction.
So the other thing that we discovered from the birthday show, because he's building it up, this is going to be a big deal. Could be 8 hours long. It's going to be this marathon event for his birthday. Because of course, what does everyone want to do on their birthday is beg for money all day long, and he can't contain himself. Guys, we have a special surprise. I'll just tell you. Matt's on the show. Matt is back. And Matt left the show in what, October? We haven't seen Matt? Yeah, so it's been like four almost weeks. A month and a half. And so he's like, guys, Matt is coming back. And we find out how worthless Matt is. He literally adds nothing to the show.
It lends to the theory that Grinch girl after the whole Reddit debacle kind of made Matt go like, these people are crazy. You got to get away from this. And that they both wanted to like slink away. Look, he may have gotten a promotion. He may be working more, whatever.
Life changing.
But you can use that as a catalyst to make an excuse to leave the show. And he comes back and he doesn't participate in any conversation. I mean, this is peak Matt. Yeah. 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 It's like, holy shit. He really doesn't say anything.
Out of all of these people, if you had to ask me which one I'd want to be, Matt, hands down. He seems the happiest, the most normal. Job, yeah.
Girlfriend.
Right.
Because he was just a fan of the show. And now he's like sitting next to the host of the show that he was a fan of. So to him, it's a big deal. It's like when I went on Anthony Kubi the first time, like, yee, look at me. I'm sitting next to the guy. This is fun. Right. You know, he just sit there and just be happy about it.
He did send Matt over to get the butter from the door, though.
That's true.
So Matt was a little gopher for him. That was nice.
So Matt is worthless aside from getting up and grabbing some gifts for Aaron and whatever else he was doing. And then
he made him get up two times for butter related props. Once he got the butter from the door. The second time he went and got the butter dish that SP bought him.
Is that what they call a showrunner, Carl?
Yes.
That's why they get paid the big bucks.
And then Johnny joins. Yeah. And of course, Aaron's never prepared to figure out how he's going to frame everybody and arrange the show. Like, he didn't know there was going to be Johnny coming in with his care. Anyway, so Johnny joins and he's on the show. And then we were promised like Corey Adam. We were talking about Oz was going to be on the show. So after Matt leaves and Johnny leaves, Aaron sits there and talks about Vikings football. And I used to be a sports talk guy. I'm cured of that now. I don't do it anymore. But I used to listen to these shows. And these shows are such a waste of time. He's literally getting into the minutiae of, and then what if the Vikings get the one seed? And then what if they make it to the conference championship? Now, if they lose the conference championship, do you keep your quarterback or do you sign another guy? And then if you do this, and this went on for 30
football.
Minutes.
It's literally fantasy football live.
It's a waste of time. It's literally just speculating on what could maybe happen potentially.
Right.
And then Corey Adam finally calls in and joins that conversation. And those two talk about the Vikings and intricate nonsense about the Vikings organization that no one could possibly care about.
This reminds me of like the daughter or son that comes to the dad. And, you know, like you never talk, like we never really talk, you know, like we never like, you know, you can talk to me about mom, you know, like when she passes away or something like, you know, we don't have to talk sports, dad. He's just like, yeah, but those Vikings are like, he just moves on.
Right.
And then you get and Aaron will after that conversation that was so superficial.
Yep.
Aaron will go like, see, Corey and I are fine. And it's like, it's the same way with Johnny. It's like, I don't think he's friends with any of these people. They all serve him in a moment. Has he cared all year long that Corey Adam hasn't answered his texts or calls or anything? No. But on this, dude, you should call into the show. I'd be like, if one of my friends started ghosting my texts and stuff, I wouldn't make it a segment on the show. I'd
no,
be like,
definitely not.
Like, what's going on, man? Are we okay?
Well, then he called Oz and Oz didn't answer.
Yeah, because Oz is drunk and passed out somewhere. That guy is a alcoholic guy who can't leave the house.
He didn't make it to the 10th anniversary show.
Right,
he was pretty drunk.
But he keeps teasing these people that no one cares about.
But that's all he's ever put on his show. This,
right.
It's like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if there's not a funny person who's like better than this who would come on Aaron's show, or Aaron doesn't want anyone who's funny. Probably a little bit of both. And at some point it's like Kevin's show. Like Kevin used to get people on who had actually done something. And every once in a while, don't get me wrong, he will get Florentine or Godfrey or somebody like that who's familiar with what this is and what's going on here, even though they're not part of it. But the days of like, who was that? Those chicks he used to get on, Sue, what's her name? Sue. But he used to have like old writers and comics and respected people on. It's like Bob Kelly wouldn't come on it now. Like
he had Bill Burr on. I mean, this is years ago.
Right. But
that's like the biggest comic in the world.
So you are like stuck in this funnel where your show is getting worse. And because it's getting worse, it's getting worse.
Right.
Like, because you can't, you know, Aaron's doing this thing where I got to get Bert from Fish Tank on, or dude, I'd love to get Bubba on, or I'd love to get, it's like, what? You're dreaming now. Like, none of these people are coming near your program.
Ask any of them to who have never heard of Steel Toe to watch a show just to see what it's like before they call in. It'll be begging about the goal, yelling about Nick and Kayla and April, and then talking about how great the show is going to be. And then the trans Jews and Jews and gays.
Yeah, everything's gay. Yelling. Every joke, every punchline is just, that's gay. You're
not
gay.
Kayla. He won't be yelling about Kayla because there's a court order.
Court order against Kayla.
By the way, we may in about 30 minutes be having a very special lawyer on the show.
I thought you were going to say Oz was calling in. No.
There's a Minnesota lawyer who may be calling into the program in about 30 minutes. We'll see.
All right, then let's get through some of these clips then to get them out of the way before he does show up.
We're not going to talk about Corey anymore?
What's there to talk about?
Yeah, that segment was so bad. He was promoting it, and he's all excited. Can you believe it's our big reunion? They hasn't been on the show in forever, right?
Well, we have to talk about the birthday cards and the confetti a little more. The birthday cards thing is one of the oddest.
Finding the music to play for him to read the birthday cards.
Everything was gay. Every clip, he was trying to find a clip of music singing happy birthday to play while reading the birthday cards. Now, the problem is, like, he never even did this. He would just read the cards. I think once or twice he might have played the music, but he ended up closing the tab, and Matt said, oh, just go to your history. Clip. And he was like, no.
That's right.
I've got that clip loaded up. We don't need to watch it, but
it's... You have to do it.
All right. Let me grab it. Aaron doesn't want anyone looking at his history.
Yes, because I thought this was like, anyone who you accidentally close a tab, you can go to like recently closed. It's actually a menu item. It's not even...
It'll be the first thing you see.
You actually don't have to pull up your history. You can just...
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I got to share it. Hold on.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Very doable.
Uh-oh. I got rid of our original birthday song.
Oh, good job.
Great job.
Go to your history and open up the recently closed.
Well, anyway, guys, thank you very much.
Hard pass on that.
Well, anyway, like, who's got the time to be doing all that? Now, meanwhile, he makes us watch him do complicated, like, search. He'll search for something. We had time to search for a song for 20 minutes. We don't have time to pull up a recently closed tab.
So wait, which tab was it? Is it a cuckold? Is it cuckold? Is it cuck? Is it birthday song? Yeah, that's the one.
Every week we've been giving Aaron some advice. Aaron, you've had your history released in the past. That's not good. If you want to avoid an embarrassing thing to do with your history, control shift N opens up an incognito tab, and that lets you browse without leaving a history.
Oh, I was going to say that control shift N. Sure, that's not a shortcut for dark mode?
No, that's dark mode's appearance based. It's not incognito.
okay.
New Zealand doesn't get these jokes. It's understandable.
Let's blow through these real quick, and then we'll play some of the birthday or some of the clips. Ozone, I think you should play Moody's dance video to show Aaron that it doesn't bother him.
You could.
You have a dance video?
Yeah, I got I got hit by a car of a parking attendant. He got very frustrated.
Oh, I remember when you made this.
He hit me with his car, and so I turned the audio of that into a trap beat and danced to it in the parking lot. It's sure, if you want to watch it, if you want to play it.
This is what you do with your talent.
Right.
this is me saying that. Nomad, DAC, all hail the goal. Yes, all hail the goal. A lot of these, I got a lot of super chats while Chad was live earlier, so I'm going to try to scroll past those. Josh says, I'm a huge fan of Fish Tank, and Bert does every show. He's shown up to Discord calls with 12 people. If Aaron can't get Bert, he's not trying.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I got to make this bigger. I'm so bad at this. I really am not good at StreamYard. God, I hate this. Nice podcast, too, but send Nick Riccata the link, please. We need more details about Aaron eating cum. Nick Riccata has the link and may be joining us soon.
Today on the Steel Toe Morning Show, goal, goalie, goal, 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 goalie, goalie, goal, 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 goalie, goal, goal.
Sounds like a good show. Looking forward to it.
Where's the 3,949 tax form? I need my income tax money to pay for rent next month.
He's one of those guys that goes to H&R Block and gets the advance.
Yep.
Pays for the advance.
Aaron, there's a bitterness in you that screams that this is about more than an internet show. Don't let me affect you that much. Promise it isn't healthy. Be better.
Hey, haters, there's a bitterness in you that screams that this is about more than an internet show. Don't let me affect you that much. Promise it isn't healthy. Be better.
That explains it right there.
That could be the person feeding him lines this whole time.
Yep. Act poor to stay rich is a funny saying. It reminds me of how I act stupid and useless to stay smart and awesome.
Yep.
I think Cringe Girl told y'all about it, right? Yeah.
It is amazing that Aaron's been able to keep his show alive for as long as he has. Like, that's the begging is cringy and all of that, but for him to just have extracted the amount of money he has when he doesn't, it doesn't feel like he has any right to have that much money. It's just, yeah, that always
strikes me. If one person if somebody does a show A-logging somebody and it's not warranted, it won't catch fire.
Right.
But when more shows start watching clips of a guy and making fun of a guy and more clips, now you're introducing him. Contrary to what Aaron wants to believe, my show's been around longer than before him. And so has Carl's, and so has Blind Mike's. And so like, the more communities that start covering Aaron, his show will grow, because you'd be stupid to think some of your fans won't actually like Aaron. Of course. Like, that's just the internet. Some people are going to like anything. So, but Aaron attributes all that to, like, well, anybody watching me through you is a fan of Steel Toe.
I wrote down another quote. I have to watch this in right now. I apologize. I know we're doing chats.
Oh, God. Okay.
He says, I'm the most reacted to guy there is. There's a reason that the clips of me are the biggest clips that any of these guys have. So he's claiming that the clippers out there, when they clip Aaron, those get more views. I would argue Stuttering John gets way more views, but whatever. It's possible. But
right,
he
and
says,
my biggest clips are me dealing with a wheelchair heckler and Dan Ninen.
So go figure. But he goes on to say that the reason why guys like you and me don't get it is because we want to be liked. And he goes, you know, Carl just wants to be liked, and he wants to be the villain, and that's why this all works for him. But what he doesn't understand is that I spend 0% of my show begging for money. So being liked is not necessarily a bad thing. We don't have to beg for money. And he's such a smug prick when he explains this shit to, like, guys like you and me. He's like, this is why Carl just doesn't get it. Like, Aaron's literally Dark Side Phil. We've watched right. him with the exact same script as Dark Side Phil, acting it all out and everything. And
I'd argue he's smug.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He's hurting families.
Well, yes, you're right. Dark Side Phil doesn't have restraining orders against him. There are people he's not allowed to talk about on his show, so it's a little different than that. But yeah, and then he has the balls to lecture us on how, oh, these guys just don't get it. That's why I'm getting all the attention. They don't get any attention.
But what the clips are about, though, for Aaron, is people trying to keep up with the serial shit show that is his life and current situation. It's not right. people clipping out a funny prank phone call that happened.
Well, he thinks that
a bit.
He gaslights people that he's like, because if you go look at his channel, he hasn't clipped anything. The last thing he clipped was that Peanut the Squirrel thing that happened where they killed that guy's squirrel or whatever.
That's a long time ago.
Anyway, even before that, like, he had kind of like given up on clipping his own show. He used to put out 3 or 4 clips a week, and he gave up. And his excuse was, well, the clippers do such a good job.
Yep.
Stalin and Doom and Sotero, Joe Burrow, all these guys are doing it for me. Alyssa clips. They're all clipping Steel Toe for me. And it's like, yeah, they're all clipping the stupid shit you do. Real media player is not on your side. like it's so insane. And then he's like, well, like, that gets us viewers. And it's like,
yeah, this real media player releases videos that are 40 minutes plus long out of a 4-hour show that Steel Toe does of him just begging for money. Right. And then Steel Toe goes and talks about how everyone else talks about money more than he does. I don't think you could do that with any other show.
He literally said on Thursday's show, no, you couldn't do that. Except for like guys like Darkside Phil and some of these guys that are notorious for that. He literally said on the show on Thursday that the people like us who don't beg for money are worse than him because it's insidious right. and dishonest. So
we need gimmicks. He said they need gimmicks and stuff. And it was like, yes. Did you not see the confetti? Did you not see the birthday cards? Did you not see you eat dog food on your program? What's going on?
I think it's one of these things, either stupid or a liar. Like, does he not understand this? Or is he just pretending he doesn't understand this? Because he's trying to say that if we're not begging, then we have other ways that we're getting people to donate to our shows, not realizing that people might enjoy them and right. want to support the show. That never crosses his mind, that people just want to support a show they enjoy, and we don't have to ask them to keep giving us money every day.
He must think that we're ahead of our goals, like he's trying to get. Like, if I could just get... yeah. Like, Carl stays ahead of his goal, so he never has to bring it up.
Right.
And it's like, well, even if that were the case, like... The argument that he always does is like, well, I'm just clippable. I'm polarizing.
It's got the hottest takes, obviously. Yeah, that's why yeah it's like, it.
Right, but how come everyone gets more clips talking about you than you get talking about your... If you're so controversial, why aren't you getting all the heat?
I literally, every time someone watches his show, as soon as he goes to, all right, let's see what Trump said, that's when the person goes, all right, that's enough of this.
Right.
And that's when you stop watching.
Let me know when you're back talking about Nick again.
Right. Whatever his take is on news and other shows, nobody cares.
Okay, so this is this morning. I want to watch the beginning of this, and then I want to go to 9 minutes.
Just before you start, the board in the background. So...
we got to talk about this on Monday.
Good call.
So he had something called the Chad Buzemark donor ratings, which is named after Chad Buzemark, someone in his chat who told him he should do donor ratings. So
and told him he should do donor rankings. This was supposed to be rankings. Ratings make no sense, but he won't change it now out of, no, I meant ratings. It's like, okay.
Right. And he would put people, it was the top toes, but under a new name. From months ago. He's brought that back. But for his birthday show, he said, I'm instituting a new thing called the $100 Club, which is a ripoff of Chad, which is a ripoff of Patrick, I think, in this scheme.
A million YouTube creators put like their Patreons at the end and stuff. Like, it's not... It's fine. He just keeps changing line. How he does it. What I'm really upset about him with is he keeps changing how he does it. He started with this whiteboard when April left, making a list of donations. Then he started this thing where he got rid of it because he was going to keep track of the Viking score. Mm-hmm. Then now it's back for the top four, so he has to constantly do even more math. Now he's not only keeping track of his movie math of how much he makes, he's keeping track of movie math of how much people give. And it's all weird numbers, like 156 and 182, and it's just like, it drives me fucking, come up with a thing and stick with it. Sorry.
Right. But he didn't even erase the Chad Buzemark donor ratings heading. He just started a new heading underneath, which is the $100 Club. and then under that, he left some space, which he said is probably too small of a space because the amount of people that will donate $100 to him during his birthday show will be so many that he's going to need to write it
so small.
Yep.
By the end of the show, Gray Duckling was the only
one. And then now it's so pathetic. I guess this Ryobi guy gave 100 twice. So just
he wrote another twice.
But he wrote the second time he wrote Rye DUI. This is a D, not a B. He doesn't like. He's insane with his handwriting.
The handwriting is
R-Y-D-U-I is the second one. Like, what?
You can't call your shot. You can't point to the left field fence and then strike out. It's very embarrassing. He should not have been saying he was going to get all these $100 donos.
Right.
We wouldn't be talking about it if he didn't say anything.
But this goes back to Chad announcing that he's going to have everybody on his show and you know, Aaron going like, dude, we're going to get all the radio stations. Did we just come up with the best? It's like, I don't know, because we'll never see it come to fruition because none of you guys ever. I'm going to write that down. Like, then what? Then what? Ball it up and throw it away?
That's what's so annoying about Aaron's show. And I hope other people are picking up on this, where Aaron will just make these statements. He doesn't back them up. He'll say that, like, Patrick Melton was spurging out in the Discord and he just needs people to tell him he's pretty. So he has to run to the Discord to get him to do that. It's just like, dude, just show one instance of this. Like, show a screenshot of one thing. And he calls you and other people who listen to NLO low IQ. I've seen what you put together as a live show and I've seen what Aaron puts together as a live show. And I see that very indicative of IQ. When you're able to put together all of these different moving parts, I mean, just building a website where you sell tickets is far beyond anything that Aaron or Chad Zubach will ever accomplish. And that's just the first thing you do.
Chad said there's a ticket link coming.
It's the bare minimum thing that you do. And you have to put together so many more things and so many more components. These people are retarded.
Carl, it sounds like you're talking about Hackamania at Hackamania.com.
I am talking about Hackamania.com. May 9th through 11th in Las Vegas, baby!
Use promo code MELT, NLO or Tukey or WATP or Come or
Carl Yells
or Biggest. There's a million promo weird
creep off
or creep. I think it's just creep.
Creep.
There's a million promo codes. We'd love to see you there. Tickets are selling really well. I'm happy with it. We're blowing away the pace last year, so I'm confident. The VIP sales are outpacing regular tickets, which is nuts.
That's awesome. You know, I heard from Chad, it's the exact same show as last year. Is that true? So I can just, like, maybe I'll just play the video that we did WTP last year and just do that. So I don't have to do anything, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to put more into my show this year, which is to say something. And
we need to lose some USB cables between now and May as well, just so that we get the same technical issues.
I scrambled everything up, so we have to start from scratch. It'll be great. Cardiff is going to be there this year. OJ is going to be there this year. Dr. Steve's last Weird Medicine live, which, again, you know, if you know Dr. Steve, he's going to put so much into that. I imagine it's going to be amazing. It'll probably be the show of the festival. And
this little piggy, the first live show in front of an audience of this little piggy.
Biggest problem in the universe. So come on out and grab your tickets. Hackamania.com. There's plenty of time. It's May 9th through 11th. And we already got one of the high rollers saying he's going to blow up a car. We're going to this
nice
Adrenaline Mountain thing on Sunday. I don't know if you want to come to this, Carl, but we're shooting guns.
Yep.
There's ATV trails, flamethrower. Yeah. So it's all on the website, hackamania.com. And one of our listeners is going to blow up a car for Moody. James Baumer has put a $2,300 to blow up a car.
You could also hunt indigenous people at this thing. That's a little more expensive, but I might save up some money.
It's like Squid Game. Oh, I'm watching Squid Game season 2. It's so good. All right, anyway, back to the pig.
Before we continue, I just want to talk to Slam Piece because I know she watches everything.
Come on, man. Leave her alone. She's a private citizen.
Leave that up because it's about the board. Slam Piece.
Sorry.
Look, you've clearly marked your territory with Aaron. You are all over the show and everyone knows you exist and that you're a very important part of Aaron's life. And
well,
that April's
still there too.
Means nothing to him.
No, the writing on the board is still there. April's writing.
Exactly. Why has he left another woman's handwriting at the top of his, not just the board, but the frame? Every single frame of the Steel Tom Morning Show has April's writing at the very top of it.
You going to take that, bitch?
Do you think there's something lingering there? Why can he not let go of the last remnants of April's fingerprints on the show? If he truly has let April go, why can't he erase that and replace it with writing that you probably could do a better job of?
And how come he uses her Kayla's Proverbs book as a coaster to put down his Mac salad on at night? Huh? How come that's on the nightstand? Anyway. These are the hard questions, Slam Teeth.
You can play the clip now.
Oh, God. I want that fridge.
Gordo was being a bit pesty before the show. He usually sleeps for the entire show. I let him out this morning at like 5:15. He's been kind of just nosy ever since. But welcome to the show.
Guys, my dog is usually sleepy. Today it's kind of not been sleepy.
Good stuff.
Hit the like button.
To have you. It's Rumble Friday, and guys, we are ahead. You know what that means? Let's, one of these days, I have a dream.
Much here we go.
It was Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream as well.
I love that he starts shows out. He's done it about five times in the past quarter, where he just starts shows out telling us what he's dreaming about. And I love it, because more shows should do this. I think it's good. It's insightful.
It's not the most boring thing anyone could possibly tell you what they dreamt about the night before.
No, nobody does this.
I have a dream that one day we're going to get ahead, and then everyone's just going to throw in their 5 or 10, and we're going to stay ahead forever.
What's crazy is, like, every time he rephrases this desire, however you want to phrase it, he acts like it's a new thought.
Right.
He's like, guys, I've just figured it out.
You know what'd be really fun? You know what'd be like a ton of fun for all of us?
To make money and then like keep that going. Wouldn't that be, I just thought of it.
Like what if I didn't beg you guys for money? You just gave me the money before I even begged right. for it, and I don't have to beg right. for it.
Dude, let me write this down.
That people will clown me on weekly shows called This Little Piggy for begging for money. Wouldn't that be cool and fun?
Well, this is a grift. He does a show.
Dude, the word grift has lost all meaning. I want to talk about that too, but let the clip play.
Yeah, I think people just, anyone who has a store is grifting.
It's dude, like everyone's a fucking grifting. I put out on Christmas Day, I pre-recorded an entire episode of Who Are These Podcasts. I normally only put it out for people who pay for it on Patreon and YouTube. I decided to put it out on Christmas Day, a complete episode, our normal time, 5 p.m. Eastern, and it was either premiere, everyone can watch it, and I'm looking at the chat, and people are like, oh, look at this fucking grift. I'm not making any money on it. I put together a whole show. I'm not asking for super chats. I'm not reading super chats.
Yeah.
Like, how is this a grift? We're making a show over here.
I wrote in my thumbnail that I was doing a 24-hour show on Monday. And on my Discord, I was openly honest, like, this isn't going to be a 24-hour show. And on Twitter, I said, this isn't happening.
You said it every time somebody during the show.
Right, and at the beginning, throughout the show, I even said it. I'm not doing this. Chad's the only one who took the bait and ran with it and goes, like, Melton couldn't even. I think it's his health. He's not doing well, and he couldn't go. He had to tap out after 7 hours. The next day, or Christmas Day night, I did 5 hours on Chad's walk and talk that he did on Christmas Day. And then Chad goes, wow, this dude did 5 hours. Like, you're sick. I'm sick because I can't do 24, and I'm sick if I do 5 on somebody. He's like, wow, this dude talked about me for 5 hours. Get help, bro. It's like, well, which is it?
Dude, you got to stop grifting so much. It's embarrassing, Patrick.
I just don't understand what I'm supposed to do. Like, if you do 24 hours, they're like, wow, what a loser with no life. If you do 7, they're like, he can't even go 24. It's
like right now, I don't think you understand how monumental this is. This is a turning point in Steel Toe history. You guys could decide today.
This is big.
That today is the end of goals.
Wow.
He's like, steel toe, end of goal.
I love that you're able to pause him, and he's always looks retarded. It's great.
Yep. Drop a needle.
Could be over.
Like, he's not even a full day ahead, and this is the dream. This is the fantasy. He's like, guys, I don't want to speak too soon, but we're 75 ahead. We may never have to ask for money again.
The first time I ever talked to Aaron, I told him, you got to stop doing these daily goals. Like, just set up a Patreon. Let people support you monthly. You don't have to beg for money every single episode. Right. He still hasn't figured this out. He's still going, hey, guys, I just had an amazing idea. What if I stopped begging for goals every day? Oh, you mean like every other show? Yeah. Go ahead and try that.
He keeps chasing after these discrete wins rather than setting up some sort of subscription service that'll be even.
He's afraid to do it. I don't understand what the barrier is there.
They don't know how. And also irrational fears. Like, he was scared so long of putting up super chats on the screen, and he's realized, like, oh, I can just not put up the ones I don't want. It's like, right. You can look like every other bitch in the Dabbleverse.
We're what, 50?
And then he goes on, like, QZ's show, and he has to go, like, can you not put the ones I don't like up? Can you, hey, we don't.
Into Monday, if we knock it out today, and then just every show after that knocks out the next, kind of a pay it forward thing, it's over.
He's still talking about this yet? No, we get the concept, Aaron.
Yeah, we got it.
Immediately, yes.
We got it. None of us have jobs where it depends on, like, sales quotas or have budgeting or bills to pay or head of households.
Right.
You have nothing else to say. We already have a better show than everybody else. The only thing they can say. All right, go on. This is it, man. This is the Battle of the Bulge right here. We can push the Nazis back to Berlin.
Nazis.
Everything is framed around the battle for trans people or Nazis or the blacks.
Is he pro-Nazis or anti-Nazis, though? I don't know which team he's on all of a sudden.
Dude, we can put our knee on the neck of this goal. We can choke this goal out, dog.
Choke this goal out in less than 9 minutes.
Yeah.
With this one. So, Rumble Friday, $5 links, $10 immediate. You know the score on Rumble Friday. This is technically the end of goals. And that's all in your hands. It's out of my hands. Whether or not this truly is the end of goals is 100% up to you. I have no control over it.
He's laid out the challenge. It's up to you guys.
It's your responsibility if I fail. You're the reason I can't earn money for my kids.
It's literally like going live and going like, guys, you could donate so much money today, I never have to work or think about money again. Just putting it out there. Now it's in your hands. Just throwing that out there. Make me retire today. But I have no control over it.
All we're going to do is we're going to do a Rumble link Friday. We got a bunch of stories we can talk about in the meantime. All the links and stuff are in the chat, but this is it.
The arm stuff is getting out of hand. I don't know what it's about. I need a body language person to tell me, but it definitely in the past 3 months is like crazy. The amount of
it's flailing. Insecurity. There's an insecurity there. He feels like he needs to be performing. He's asking for money so much. Oh. He's like, I'm putting on a show over here. Guys, this is crazy what we're doing here.
Do you think it's because we pointed out so much for so long how he would close up and, like, hug himself? Like, and Slam Piece told him.
Yeah.
Slam Piece told him, like, you got to, oh, yeah.
But he is always performing. He's always performative. He's not a real guy. And I think that's part of the issue of why people don't connect with him.
Right.
You can see, like, all of these different IRL streamers and these people who build up audiences. You go, well, they don't have any, like, charisma or talent. But it's like, no, but they're real and genuine. People relate to that. Aaron's the opposite of all of those things.
He's a salesman.
Yes, he's constantly performing for us, and it's obvious. It's over the top.
It's Chad, too. It feels greasy. It's like, yeah, you don't have to do it like this.
Right.
Like, you don't have to.
There's that guy who reviews fast food, but wears like a suit jacket.
Oh yeah, I know that guy. Yeah,
and he's
the food reviewer.
He's a dweeb, but you know that, like, when you're watching it, he's doing what he thinks is best to respect the audience, and he's just doing the thing that he enjoys, which is eating fast food and rating it. And that's real for him. You don't get any.
He kills it too. We covered him on Who Are These Soldiers. I still haven't figured that guy out, but he's got a huge audience.
Yeah,
he's sweet though. Like, you can't say that he's a bad guy or
no, definitely not. Just a fucking weirdo.
We had a crazy Monday. We had a crazy yesterday. Hey, we took Tuesday and Wednesday off.
There's no normal days in Steel Toe. Every show was dude. We had a great show, killer. Oz was here
for Christmas, and we've still banged out an entire week, and plus our, I don't know, what is it? I'm sorry, 75 into Monday.
What does banging out an entire week mean if you're taking days off?
Right, because he took five shows off, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night. Yeah, but he didn't. He got 600 on Monday morning, which isn't a full day if you count the night show.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And then he didn't do Monday night, Tuesday night, or Wednesday night, and he didn't do Tuesday and Wednesday morning. So five shows off. He didn't make one full day. You didn't bang out a full night. You didn't bang out a full week. What is that? Nothing means anything anymore. It's why the streak's gone. And like, as soon as he found himself going like, well, the streak's still on because we got a donation at 2 p.m., that you didn't see. As soon as he caught himself doing that, it was like, well, the streak's whatever I want it to be. We've never lost. We're steel toe. We're still going.
He said that multiple times. The goal and the streak is whatever I want it to be, which is like, okay, so there's no game anymore. What the game is, I win. Like, okay.
It's the same with the board. It's like, he acts like there's stakes. He's like, dude, anything could happen today. We got a lot of people creeping up 6 and 7. Who could make it up to like, dude, Gray Duckling could get up to high as number two. It's like, or one if they just give you more money. Like, there's he says things like anything could happen today. And it's like, yeah, regular rules for every fucking day.
Five into. So really, what? Like basically a $250 Rumble Friday, which is pretty normal.
Can I ask a question?
Means the.
I just had this thought. So when he was on the radio, are these episodes recorded somewhere? Can we go back and listen to a normal Steel Toe morning show on FM radio?
There's quite a few that are archived on his Facebook page, and I have them saved. If I'll try to like,
you got to share some with me. I want to compare and contrast. Was he always like this? Where it's just like, wow, another amazing week. We're banging out all these shows. It's so crazy. Or was he like a normal guy back then?
Yeah, he didn't have to be as defensive. Like, well, there wasn't all this defensive hate.
Right,
like,
right.
You know.
Was he always so performative like this?
He had a different voice. His voice was way more Minnesotan and high-pitched.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I mean, honestly, if he could, like, watch himself back, he's turned into this thing that's not a real person. It's not a show. Yeah. It's not a real person hosting it.
I want to go to 9 minutes. I think that's when he gets real goalie.
Okay.
I think this is what a lot of people want to hear.
The audience does have the option today of eliminating goals forever on Steel Toe. I don't know if we're going to take
it. No, they don't. They definitely do not. What do you need, $1 million? How many donations would it take to knock out goals forever? What do you mean?
It needs to be said that this is because he's $75 into the next show.
Which, by the way, the day before he was $100 and he's like, $100, it's going towards Monday. I'm not going to pocket it. We're going to put it towards Monday. The next day it's already $75. And now he's going to, the audience can get rid of goals forever.
He forgets the like fourth anniversary show. He's like, dude, if you guys aren't going to give, I'm going to get out of here. I'm not going to stay here for nothing. He forgets Thanksgiving and all these holidays where it's like, he forgets where he's eating an egg sandwich and saying, if my future's going down, I'm going to fucking enjoy this egg sandwich.
I've been looking at sales and marketing jobs online. That's one of the openings out there. Yep.
He's 75 into Monday. It's like the audience could erase goals forever today.
It's a hypothetical. David Chandler drops $150,000 right after he says this.
Right.
Yes.
Does he not talk about the goal for the next year? Or does he start mentioning, David Chandler gave us $150,000, so we don't need to do about the goal? David, do you want to throw another 150 so we don't need to do it?
I'll tell you exactly what would happen. For a month or two, he wouldn't mention the goal. And then the goal would slowly creep in. It would be a lot lower. Guys, you know, because of all your generosity, only 150 bucks is all we need. Just 150. And then it turns into 200. And
I don't know what you guys want. We took $5 off for a decade.
Right.
Like, I don't know what you.
That it would slowly creep back in because he can't help himself.
Well, it's such a, no matter what he wants to say, it's such a cornerstone of the show. Like, it will be noticeable if you remove it. It happens sometimes. Like, somebody will give him $240 and be like, I don't want to hear about the goal today. Just do a show.
Yep.
And his immediate reaction sometimes is like, I don't know what to do. Should we go? Should we just leave? And it's like, oh yeah, because you got your money. So
the the goal has also been for like, we've almost been watching him for 2 years now. The goal has been $350 for as long as we remember. With inflation, that should be up to $400 now.
Right. He should be raising the goal, if anything. Right.
My Patreon should be up, too, now that you mentioned it. Good point, Moody.
At the end of the year, he should come on and go, you guys are welcome for Christmas. I didn't raise your rent. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to, you know what? We're going to keep it the same. And he should brag about it. 10 years of the same. We never raised the goal. We just count it differently. He's going to start shaving off inflation points. He'll start going
he
like,
does. He does YouTube do that.
YouTube gets $350 of that. Uncle Sam gets $1.
Yep.
Cost of living increases 3%.
He absolutely would do that, but I don't think he understands inflation in order to be able to calculate that.
Right.
I think he knows that he's taking a pay cut by not increasing the goal every year.
Inflation is taxation, bro.
He also lives in rural Minnesota. This is not an expensive place to live in America.
No, it's one of the cheapest places. Yeah. And he's not even in a good part of it. So it's like, it's not like he lives in Minneapolis.
No, it's rural.
Like he's an hour out.
Yeah, anytime you're in a rural area in the United States, it's relatively inexpensive to live there.
Yeah, it's not rough.
The audience does have the option today of eliminating goals forever on Steel Toe. I don't know.
Don't they have that option every day?
Right.
Like,
yes, but no. Because what, Aaron, what's the dollar amount that would eliminate goals forever? Oh, well, if you just gave me my goal for Monday, then I won't do it on Monday. Yeah, but that's not forever. That's one day.
Can we get him to start doing scratchers on air?
Oh.
He goes to the gas station enough. Yeah. He goes to the gas station enough. Pants Meister, are you listening?
He plays pull tabs.
Hmm. Yeah, I think we can maybe get him into being like, guys, today could be the day Steel Toe. We get rid of the goal if we get one more little bunny.
He really is.
He does.
A quintessential like lottery guy who's just like, I just need that one big payday and then I'm out.
Yes, you know he made April watch those shows all the time. Like, if we won.
Look, if you pay $50, we do a pull tab, and if it's a winner, we split it 50-50.
Right, with the there goal. You go.
Yeah.
He can just get a rung of those lottery tickets behind him, and listeners can buy them for him to scratch off.
Wow, that's fun.
That would be good. Welcome to Steel Toe Mega Millions.
Take advantage. It's right after Christmas. So Lord knows.
I don't want to take advantage of you. It's right after Christmas. Remember, this is when he said, like, look, if you're not giving the Steel Toe, I hope you're at least getting your kids some presents.
Yeah.
I hope that's what you're doing with the money.
On Steel Toe, I don't know if we're going to take advantage. It's right after Christmas. So Lord knows. I mean, look, I'm having fun doing it the way we do it. I know if you don't like Steel Toe, it's the only thing you can fucking talk about, which means the show quality is just fucking way better than everybody else's. But like,
If all you can talk about is Steel Toe, it's because his quality is better. The quality is better.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Yes. I think I heard it on your show, Melton, or somewhere, where it's just like MST3K is a great show because they're watching a shitty movie. If they were to sit down and watch Citizen Kane, it wouldn't work.
Right.
Also, that make Darkside Phil a fantastic streamer when he was covering Darkside Phil?
Yes, right. He's done the same thing that we're doing to him. He's done this many times.
Right.
And, you know, it's gay to cover Stuttering John still, but it was cool when he was doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, Chad's great now, but when he was covering Chad, he sucked.
If you're watching another show, you're a loser and you have nothing. He's said that many times.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that bothers me about my own pro. It's the only thing that bothers me.
The right thing to say to the internet.
Like, literally, if it went away, I'd go, holy shit, this is the most perfect thing.
If his worries about money went away, if he had no bills, this is your guidance counselor sitting you down in 11th grade going, if you could do anything and you didn't have to worry about money, what would you do? And he's like, I've always wanted to be a radio man. And I don't have the skill for it or the talent, and I can't get paid in the free market. But if, and this is a big if, I could just do it and my bills would be paid and I get everything I ever want, oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, this is so childish. And if Cindy Crawford was my girlfriend, and if I had a space rocket, like, what the fuck are you talking about, retard?
And again, he says it like this is the first time anyone's ever thought of this.
Yep, right.
Dude, can I be honest with you for a minute? If I didn't have to worry about money and I could just do this, it's like, yeah, but you're not good enough to make money. That's why you can't do it.
In a way, I'd go, holy shit, this is the most perfect thing I've ever done. Like, this is the most perfect. I own it. I'm in control of it. It's all mine. I can do whatever I want with it. You know?
It is all those things now. You own it. You control it. You can do what you want with it.
You want with it. Yes. All those things.
You sound like Corey Adam when he's like, dude, I'm being held back creatively over here. I got to go spread my wings and make money.
Yep.
And then now he's driving RVs. Like, well.
But this mentality, it reminds, this is a loser mentality. This is how losers think. Like, come on, man, just give me all this money and then I'll be good to go and I can just live the life that I want to live. Dude, live the life you want to live now. Now's the time. Start right now. Start today.
Right.
I remember Chad Zumach talking about how, oh, if I had Anthony Cumia money, you wouldn't even see me anymore. I'd be on an island somewhere. It's just like, oh, so you don't want to be doing what you're doing? Then why are you doing it?
Right.
If I had $1 billion in the bank, I'd still be doing Who Are These Podcasts. It's the thing I enjoy more than anything else.
Also, these people who like fuck up and then want another chance. I was watching, I saw something this apropos of nothing, but there was some pizzeria that Dave Portnoy just saved. I don't know if you've seen this.
There
was
I haven't.
They were going out of business on Christmas Day. It was going to be their last day open.
Dude, why would they stay open at least through New Year's Eve? You know, they're going to get all those orders coming in.
Emergency Christmas pizzas. So anyway, I guess the one bite pizza, you know, guys go in there and ask him, like, what would you need to get a liquor license? They asked him what's wrong. And he's like, I think I don't have a liquor license, so we can't make money.
Yeah.
So they go, well, how much would it cost to get all that? And I guess Dave Portnoy just transferred him over $60,000. And you saved my pizzeria. It's like, yeah, but what happens in 6 months when you're still not making enough to pay the bills? Like,
right.
The model is failed. The customers have spoken. It's so short-sighted. Like, anybody, Cumia was writing $50,000 checks a month to keep Compound afloat. But eventually you go, what am I doing? So, I think it's the same way. They want some like savior thing, but it's like, yeah, but that doesn't that prove you're not good?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. If only you guys would give me all the money in the world, then I could be happy. It's like, okay, well, that's not going to happen. So you got to figure out another way to be happy.
Right. You're still not going to sell any pizza.
Right. Yeah.
You see a pizza sign.
Kind of. It's one of those things where you look at it and you're like, you're that close. It's like, it's all perfect. It's all exactly how, like, the first year.
Everything is exactly the way I want it to be, except it's not profitable.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
I love my hobby, but it doesn't make me any fucking money. Like, yeah.
And if you would just give me free money, I promise I would keep this going. And it's like, well, we don't.
He's shown frustration in the past about the camera quality being bad. He's talked about how he doesn't know the technical side of things. You wouldn't think to address those if you had unlimited money. It's perfect as it is.
Not like he can take those hours he used to spend on the golf course in the spring and summer and during the winter better himself or increase his knowledge, dude. He's got to get out to the lake. Oh, wait.
He'd be able to afford to bid on more silent auction so he can cover more of the wall behind him with t-shirts from sports teams.
It is a lost tableau of confusion. Like, I don't know I don't understand the action figure missing from the box. Like, did that one call to him and he had to play with it?
Yeah, I was wondering about that too. I thought it was a dumb question. I was going to ask about that. I didn't understand that.
Look, SP works with, like, she sells industrial fasteners. Can she just not get some fasteners from work so you can hang some of the stuff on the wall rather than rest them on the ledge?
Oh, yeah. His set has looked terrible for so long, and you point out all the time, Patrick, the way he frames himself in the center of his logo. it's so awkward and off-putting. None of this makes sense. These settings are terrible.
He looks like the patron saint of goals. Like, it's a,
I want a candle. Yeah, I want one of those Jesus candles with them on it. It really is like the banner was better. You know, as bad as the banner was, every time I see an old show with the banner, I go like, at least that's...
It was better.
More pro. It really
we
was.
Didn't, but we didn't realize how good it was with April and the banner.
I always thought it was fine. Yeah, I always thought that was fine. It looked like a show to me. It's better than my stupid set. I was fine
it
with
was,
it.
It wasn't was, fine, Carl. They had was, two cameras pointed at the banner, and they were next to each other, so it looked like it said, the Steel Owl Show.
All right, well, it wasn't perfect.
Also, on the bottom of the banner, he just put four random pictures, like Corey on a green screen, him and April in the snow. It was just like, what?
It was
just
still
part
better.
Of your photo album?
Now at the bottom, we've got dents in his plasterboard.
And a jersey that no one knows what the jersey is for some reason. Like,
from
no,
the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, is that a Mighty Ducks jersey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I don't know that. I don't watch children's movies. I didn't know that.
Catch up.
But this whole conversation he's having with himself right now is one that I think everyone needs to do. I'm sure we all do. We take stock in what you're up to. I mean, WATP started as a weekly show, and then I built it into twice a week. And I started the Creep Off, and I started Who Are These Socials, and Who Are These Broadcasters, and we just started building stuff. And I went to a video show predominantly before it was an audio show. And like, you make these decisions, and you make these upgrades and changes and things like that. But I never like got on my show and just went, should I get cameras in here and film myself doing the show? Or like,
yeah, you never did live. By the way, what's most annoying about his little live brainstorming fantasy sessions is he never does any of it. So,
right. Yeah, it's a waste of time on just, top of all of this.
But it goes back to what I'm saying. It's like he'd rather think about how awesome his Steel Toe 10th anniversary could be than to make one phone call and put 1 ounce of work and 1 hour of time into it to make it good. Balloons don't just show up at Hackamania.
it really is all feelings with him, and it's all soothing himself. And when he came up with that idea that it was going to be a radio remote with three different radio stations coming to his show, that was it. Like, he felt all those feels, and it happened, and that
was
good enough.
Dude, we just thought of the bet. Oh!
I mean, honestly, if I had showed up to a live show as unprepared as he did to his 10th anniversary live show, I'd still be having nightmares about it. I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I did that. He didn't put zero thought into, like, what's the show going to be? How are we going to entertain people? Instead, he just went, well, let them drink all day, and they'll be nice and drunk and racist.
Which I point out all the time, he knew that because he didn't hit record audio or video on it.
Right.
Have you ever traveled to Detroit to do one of your live shows and didn't record it?
Of course not. It's like, ridiculous.
This is going to be a shit show. It's not worth even putting out. This is just for the people. This inward rant session is just for the people in the room on the day. This is...
And especially, like, he's promoting it on his show leading up to it nonstop. Yep. And then to not have anything to show for it, if not for that one guy who showed up and hit record on his phone, we wouldn't even know.
The best part of this fantasy is, dude, if I got rid of the goal and didn't have to beg to make money and suck, if I didn't suck at this so much that I couldn't make money off it, they would have nothing to talk about. That's a big part of this. And it's like, yeah. Yeah, the fundamental reason we make fun of you is because you're not good enough to do this for a living, and you think you are. That is the one thing.
So, on the internet, was like perfect. I didn't have to deal with Gary. I didn't have to deal with any of the horse shit of, you know, Tri-County Broadcasting or any of that stuff. Look,
I disagree with that. That's not the reason. That is a symptom. That's one way that reason shows up. But it's his disconnect from reality that I find interesting. Whether it is about the show, like doing the show, whether he has the right skills, what interpersonal relationships are like. Like, it spreads out way further than
because
talent.
Because he just said, it was so great when we left radio because I didn't have to deal with Tri-County Broadcasting. We could do anything on the internet. And it's like, but tomorrow he'll be going like, I hate the internet and I can't wait to get back on radio. Yeah, it's so disconnected. You're right. There's far more shit. You're right.
Right.
It's not just Stuttering John's not good enough to get another job as an announcer. There's so many more things.
Yes.
And it was just rolling in. And as it was rolling in, I overpaid. Like, every single
member
person
berries?
Who was here was overpaid, myself included.
He is so upset. He resents the fact that he gave money to his co-hosts.
Yes.
He sees that as a waste of his money. They would have done it for less, and mm-hmm. he could have kept more of that. And maybe lowered the goal today.
It's a little like struggle session theater too, because he has to do this thing for Johnny. Like, dude, I might pay you late this week because the coffers are dry. Meanwhile, he never misses a paycheck to himself, and he'll be bragging about jerseys and golfing and money expenditures that he's taking on all the time. But he's like, no, that's different. That's my money. And it's like, oh, fuck. Like, if you're a business owner, you dig into your own money to make payroll. Ask Anthony Cumia.
Yep.
He didn't just go, dude, the business is dry while he was building his mansion in South Carolina and didn't pay his employees. Like, because that's not how anything works. It's why Party City couldn't stay open for two more weeks. They'd be fucking over hundreds and thousands of people.
It's why business ownership isn't for everyone. There's a lot of risk involved.
Right.
And he covered it up by saying, I'll throw in some of my own money into the equation rather than I'll take a pay cut from what I
Well, he did admit here. He did say I even was overpaying myself.
Right.
But that's just a common mistake. It's like to think that whatever you're doing now, especially if it's the high point in your life, that this is going to sustain forever.
Just look at his face. I'm sorry. We'll continue this conversation. Look at this retard's face real quick. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
Yeah.
What are you saying about it?
Look at this guy.
I think it's fine. I
think if you guys just like gave me all the money, then I would have a great life.
Carl used to be his friend. You guys used to text about sports.
Yeah, you're evil now, Carl. He's talking about the radio days. This is before the Twitch days. The radio days, if you remember, this is where in his divorce settlement, he said, I don't get paid enough and I need to lower my child support payments because I don't make enough money off the radio. He's saying he overpaid himself on the radio. After this, he was earning over $20,000 a month on Twitch.
Right.
So if he was
overpaying himself
on the radio, what was he doing on Twitch?
Well, I think he's talking about, wasn't he doing both at the same time for a little while?
Yeah, I think he's talking about in general.
Yeah.
When he was on the radio and he was simulcasting on Twitch and he was keeping that money, I think he was raking in some pretty good bucks.
After he was kicked off of radio, his Twitch went all the way up. Like a whole bunch of people moved in to support him. And that's where that $20,000 figure was coming from. Before that, he wasn't earning nearly that much.
It's just stupid to think you're not going to get a groundswell of support when you get kicked off a platform and move to another platform and start something new up. Like, of course you're going to get that. But that's where he set his budget. He was like, sweet, this is what we're making. And then he budgeted it all out. Like, I'm going to pay myself $150,000 a year. And it's like, but that's...
He's also right that he overpaid everybody. Because the one thing about radio is they pay shit. And the reason why they do that is because, okay, if you don't want to do it, we'll find someone else who will do it. Because people, at least back in the day, want to be on radio. They want to have a radio job. It's a fun place to be.
You get Believe it or not, even in small markets like Minnesota, there are people willing to do it for nothing.
I've heard this one guy's willing to do a morning show for $0.
Like, how does this work where he's like, what sucks about this show is I got to make enough money to pay the bills, but I would be willing to go back to radio and work for no money. And then wrap your mind around this one. I was thinking about this morning. The reason that would work for him is because he could go sell local ads. And I believe he probably could do that if he's a decent salesman in the local area for a local radio station.
Yeah.
The problem is, okay, why can't you sell national or worldwide ads for your internet show?
Like, because he talks about the Minnesota Vikings prospects. This isn't a national audience.
Right, but like his whole excuse for like, no, the reason I'd work for nothing is because I could sell ads. It's like, yeah, do that. But just do that. I mean, you can't get banana bag?
He does think that having the FM frequency will give him credibility.
Cred.
And
he said it before. I like when I walk around town, people whisper, is that Steel Toe? Is that
right?
He likes that.
And I heard you breaking this down. I think you were off on your calculation when you were talking about how he wants to sell 10 spots. So he'll do the show for free if he can sell 10 spots an episode. And you were saying he only charges $400 a month per advertiser, but he'll sell it for way more if he's on the radio. So that's
no.
Yeah.
I have the document.
You're telling me you get on a morning show five times a week.
I have the I'm not being coy about it at all.
It's $400 a month. I have the
document he pitched to KNSI.
I know. I've seen it.
Not only is that what he wants to, he has sold ads for that.
$400 a month?
Yes.
I worked in advertising. That's not what you, that's not how you price advertising at.
I know.
That's not even close.
I talked to someone in the biz and they said they charge more than that per show.
Yes, of course. That's ridiculous. So he must be thinking that's why it's funny, Carl.
Catch up. You're doing the thing again where you're like, I think April.
Fuck you. We're going to compare notes after this show. I still think you're wrong.
We're not. I'm telling you. I can name sponsors who on radio paid him $400 a month.
Well, that's
pathetic. Well, we've argued about it before. Why would Sony's do this?
It's like $20 a read. If he's doing $20 per month, that's not what you pay for a read. $20.
But it's him. It's not the station. So he thinks he's balling. He gets $400 handed to him across a gun counter. All right, that's baller.
Should we start buying advertising on his show so he calls us out? They're just like, who are these podcasts on shows every Wednesday and Saturday?
I'm telling you, he's an idiot.
All right.
He's a fucking idiot.
You might be onto something there.
Like, you're right. Let's do it your way. He does 20 shows a month and he wants $400 a day. Right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That would make way more
sense. So he's
going to
get $8,000 times 10 a month.
Yes.
He's going to get $80,000 a month.
And that's why he's willing to work for free, because that's pretty good money right there.
I'll eat my own shit. I mean, you think he's going to get $80,000 a month?
I don't think he's going to, but I think he thinks that.
He doesn't.
Okay.
If it's $8,000 a month.
It's a small market.
Stoney's, Midland Armory.
No.
$8,000 a month?
Okay. I don't think it's $500 a spot or something like that, because it is rural Minnesota. It's the 200th market or something like that. You're right. But it's somewhere between those two. It can't be $400 a month, and it can't be $400 a read. It's got to be somewhere between.
I hate to let you know.
Show me the documentation. I want to have my attorneys read this over.
Okay. Here's why I'm adamant about it and able to like flaunt that I have this thing.
Please.
Is
Moody mad that we're fighting? Is that why he left?
Yeah, where did he go?
I like that you didn't even notice.
No, I should keep my mouth shut because of the legal proceedings. But the point is, I have it and
all right.
Please
tell me I'm wrong about this. Because when you were breaking it down, you're like, he wants to make $48,000 a year is the most he can make with this deal. I'm like, I think you have this all wrong, Patrick. He's not that stupid. He can't be that stupid.
I think he'll couple it with appearances.
Now that's funny. Like if
a new coffee shop is opening in town, they want to have Aaron come out and cut the ribbon.
I don't know if I'm in the market for a Toyota, but Aaron Imholt's going to be at the dealership. So maybe we should go test drive one.
It's like Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, right. can you throw a fastball?
Come on, Aaron. Eat a little cum for us. Come on. Eat a little cum. Come on. The folks want to see him eat a little cum.
At least dog food. Come on, Aaron.
That wasn't part of it.
Speaking of eating cum.
Hold on, let me finish this one up. Let me finish this one up.
Okay.
Because he's in the middle of a deluge sesh. I'm clicking on the StreamYard version of it instead of the actual thing to play.
That was crazy. That was like COVID money and people are just throwing it at it. It was fucking disgusting.
That he's so bad at business, he couldn't recognize that 2020 was a different year than other years.
Like, they didn't have PPP loans in 2021 and 2022? Right. Yeah, so it was just that one year.
Dreamer will talk to you about 2021, that era, and they'll be like, it was the fucking craziest time. It was a gold rush in 2020 and 2021. Like, the more people got locked down, the more streamers were just fucking rolling in cash. unbelievable. But we're doing great now.
Hence the dream.
Of it. I have such a good time doing the show. Just that one thing.
The profit part.
And if that one thing went away, I'd probably be shooting rainbows out of my ass. I'd be so happy.
I wanted to rent a corporate radio station in a professional building and be on XM. And they were just like, your show just doesn't make money. And I was like, so if I can fix that one thing, you guys will take me on?
I just need like viewership. And then I would be, okay, yeah, yeah.
Dude, done. I'm going to I'll go away and work on that. Yeah, I love that. I love that he admits that he has a dream. And today it could happen. Guys, you have an opportunity today to end Steel Toe Gold.
So will there be a goal next week? No, I know. It's
all in your hands.
Because yeah. Only because he got 75 ahead, he goes, dude, you know what this could be? This could be a turning point.
It's crazy.
All right. So Aaron has been accused of eating Nick's cum. That is the world that we live in. Yes. That's reality. During this show, during his birthday show, he started changing his tactic. He said, before it used to be, I won't even respond to that. That's ridiculous. I've never eaten cum. He's changed his strategy. See if you can pick it up.
You know, there was a guy I used to hang out with, and he used to knock on people's doors. Mm-hmm. And he would just beg for loads of cum and for them to shoot them at them. And I felt really betrayed because I thought I was the only one that would come in his mouth. And he would beg me for it. And it just hurt my feelings.
He's known as the St. Cloud Snowman.
No, no, it wasn't. No. Think. It wasn't. He didn't live in St. Cloud.
That was funny.
Oh,
that was actually
much
funny.
Spicier place than that.
Right.
He lived in a
snowman's
much
not a bad joke. But the snowman's not a bad joke from Johnny. But this is, again, just a gay joke. This is all he has.
But is he literally doing the, like, oh, I just thought of something months later. Mm-hmm. Nick ate cum.
Yeah. Right. Nick ate my cum. I didn't eat his cum. He ate mine.
Well, but this took months to come up with.
It's funny you say that because Nick Riccata, we played the clips, I think, last week on the show when he was on Dick's show. And he probably said it on our show, too. Nick Riccata said, what Aaron does is he retells a story where he changes who the protagonist was and he makes himself the hero. Right. Even though it was me or Kayla or April who did the thing, he changes the story that he did the thing. So this is an example of that.
And also, we all know that, sorry, bite that thought. We all know that Aaron can't sit on anything. He's like Chad. He's bubbling the minute he knows anything. Mm-hmm. What time on May 23rd do you think he would have revealed that Nick ate his cum?
Right.
Yeah. I remember him saying on Kino Casino, guys, I can't get into that.
Right.
Well, that would be the first thing he'd tell them.
Yeah, no
right.
shit.
Right. But he just thought of it now.
Yeah,
right. And the 2 months he's been accused of it, he's been like, take the high road, Aaron. Don't tell the truth. Don't let him know that he was the cum eater. You can, dude, this is a burden you can carry.
And I think a couple of months ago, he said, I was cucked. He said he admitted he was cucked out of his relationship. Mm-hmm. He's now changed the framing of that.
Oh, this is a card of me on the front. See, it's a bull.
Movie.
It's a bull.
He showed that card three times, pretending it was a different card. He kept going like, oh, look at this one. It has a cow. And it's like, yeah, you've already showed it.
But he's implying he's the bull of that relationship.
Right, right.
Yes.
Who said movie?
That was Matt.
That was Matt who just called him movie?
Yes.
Back that up. That's incredible right there. I thought Matt didn't bring anything to the show. I was wrong.
See, it's a bull.
Movie.
It's a bull.
Well, he did on the birthday show. It's the first time I've ever heard him talk about it, I think.
Yeah.
Say that, like, dude, anyone with tits like that who had to come up with the name movie for me, like, it's not working out. It's like, you're right. We didn't sell any hats that say that.
Yeah. He's rewriting history of that whole polycule situation. Nick ate his cum. It wasn't him. He was the bull of the situation. And it's fun just to see
Nick is a smaller guy, right? Isn't Nick a slighter man than Aaron?
He's skinnier. Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe I can't really picture Nick grabbing Aaron's hips.
The other thing is Aaron found two micro SM7Bs in his closet, and he said he sold those. In reality, he sold three SM7Bs, or he only have found one if he sold two, because he gave Matt a worse microphone for this show.
Yeah, that's not good.
Matt's on that.
Yeah, I think he sold the one that was his co-host, right. But that's a wild thing to do, is to sell your co-host, Mike. It's like,
right. You don't want to back up one in case your one fails?
Do you think that one's a new one? Like, he's like, no, we're going to move to the old school. He likes the old school radio look, you know?
I think he would have bought that one a while back, just when he was starting out, because it had the old school look before he learned SM7Bs were probably better for podcasting.
Right.
That'd be my guess.
Nobody had an SM7B in his radio station, I believe. I don't know. Either way, it's funny.
Guys, they're wearing hats. They're wearing birthday hats. Come on. It's the
same reason he won't get his co-host a mic arm. And I've said it before, like, this setup, it's better to have the desk stand, actually. The mic arm's a distraction coming in from the side for no reason. Why do you need that?
Dude.
But he wanted to feel like a pro broadcaster.
And this drives me nuts, and it shouldn't. It's so stupid.
I hate him.
Watch Aaron. He does this nonstop. He lifts it up and puts it exactly back where it was to begin with.
But I hate him, but I have stuff here, so it floating helps me tremendously. He has nothing right in front of him, and having it on a stand would actually be far better for his it's why he never got one for his co-host. A, he doesn't care about his co-host. He wants to look like a pro radio guy. But what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Why can't your co-host have a he said he was going to get April one and never got her one.
Because if the mic arm makes it seem like you're the radio guy, he wants the other person to be reminded that they're not the radio guy. He's the one with this.
Right. We talk about it all the time. Aaron doesn't want someone who's better at the show than he is on the show.
Right.
He would hate it if he had a producer, Chris, on his show that everyone loved and they panned the host. He wouldn't be able to handle that.
That's why every time Johnny gets a little froggy, he's like, all right, now remember, nobody watches you. I'm kind of the guy. Should we catch up on the L Super Tips?
Yeah, no Nicky Rackets, huh?
No, I haven't seen him yet. We'll keep an eye out. He was driving, and he said if he had time. Oh, wait, he said, oh, fuck. He said it would be 6 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, did he say 6? I don't know what he said. Anyway, if he shows up, he shows up. If not, we lied to you and made you hold on.
Should old domestic violence allegations be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old gay rumors be forgot and Auld Lang Syne? I'll take a cup of jism yet for Auld Lang Syne.
I haven't heard that version, but it's good. It's going to be a good year. 2025 should be a good year for Aaron.
It is.
After the felony thing up top.
Money, young Aaron, money. A whiteboard, a set of dry erase markers, a computer, a webcam, a roadcaster, a sports jersey, a set of cathode ray tube television sets from Brandsmart, a somewhat cold hash brown from Speedway. Dinero, box, dough, moolah, bread, cheddar, cash, loot, scratch, green paper, Benjamin's, dead presidents, stacks, bank.
A talentless, crippled co-host that gets me a kickback from the government and is dumber than me. A hoary wife I can parade around these racist assholes so they give me their money.
You can almost taste it, can't you, Aaron? Standing there in the streaming video section of your Minnesota Best Buy, starring at that roadcaster, remembering the old radio days and thinking, can I?
Dare I? Might I be able to?
I have to say, Mike Boudet, you know, we were making fun of Aaron for saying that this could be the end of goals, but I think Mike could actually pull that off. If he wanted to, as Venmo,
if he wants to, super tips. I don't want to stop the show. The ghost of Mr. P. Carl, why are you yelling? Calm down, or I'll call mom wife.
Please don't. She gets very upset with me when I'm yelling at the basement.
Melton looks like he's cosplaying as an offensive coordinator. What? I don't understand.
It's a football coach.
No, I understand, but why?
I have no idea.
Oh, because a button-up shirt?
Yo, my wig guys. Why is Melton wearing a shirt with a collar? Fat guys don't do that. You're screwing it up for the rest of us fatties.
If that guy with the sexy shirt had a BBC, I'd gobble his wad, then snowball it into Spider Monkey's mouth. That's how we feed him.
How have I been missing this troll train? I'd pop off in her mouth just like she wants.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God, it's disgusting. Oh, did anybody see Aaron eating this gas station pizza?
I saw the photo of it.
I saw a screen cap of it.
Yeah.
They were holding it up. The crust, the bottom of this pizza was snow white. And Aaron had a whole gas station pizza on camera bragging about how cheesy and good it was. And it's like, I can't anymore. And then he said that, like, all people should give each other for Christmas is gas station gift cards. I'm not even making this up.
I know. Like, why does he need money so badly? He lives so inexpensively. He doesn't need money.
I think it's like the general store out there in the Minnesota woods. These guys are like, dude, you can go out for a nice meal with your girl. You can get gas. You can get pizza. You can get energy drinks.
Imagine.
I'd rather be trapped in a gas station during a zombie film.
We're going to make reservations for the Speedway tonight.
Imagine a truck stop being your third place.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Melton. You stink, Moody. You're the hole.
Okay.
Facts are facts. Whiskey Dick said, perfect. The Indian guy doesn't have to compete in the yelling contest because he's overmodulated. DEI for the win. I don't know how to tell, how loud it's going out over the stream. Can't you just turn it down at home?
I had. But then the other people are.
No, I mean the listener. Like, if people are like, you're yelling, it's like, all right, everybody has a volume knob, right?
Little pig, let me in.
Not by the cum on my chinny chin chin.
All right, that's good.
Praise be Allah and his prophet Muhammad. We will turn Kiwi land into a new Riyadh. La 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 la.
I heard this today that Aaron was kind of snipping at Kiwi Farms.
Yes.
I was listening this morning and he was like, all right, Kiwi Farms, you're getting a little crazy now. Like, that's not what happened. So he's starting to argue with Kiwi Farms?
I wrote this down because he was he read, a single comment on Kiwi Farms is all it takes for him to react, which is nuts.
I used to think you guys were accurate and cool about everything.
Right. Somebody
they guess everything. Like, their position is
of course, of it.
Right.
So somebody said, Aaron's show just is like a old radio show, just like a time killer, just something to get people through their day. He's not really, there's no substance to it. And Aaron goes, well, I got news for you. No matter what streamer you watch or who you like, they're doing the exact same thing. That's all any of us are doing. We're just trying to kill time. And I think he really thinks that.
I mean,
there are people who actually
but
there's people who are putting on entertaining shows.
Sure.
That you could go back to, like, I take pride in WATP. You can go back and listen to a show from 3 or 4 years ago, and it's still relevant and interesting. It has nothing to do with, like, what Trump said yesterday.
Somebody does prep and is real proud of it.
Yeah, there's a real show there. And there's people who do that. There's people who put on real shows that will be entertaining for years to come. And Aaron just thinks, like, every show is just, like, so that there's someone talking to them while they're sitting at their mindless job.
And for everybody who thinks I never plan anything, like, most days I have a rundown and, like, a lineup. And, like, they're not – we'll watch – again, we can watch an hour clip and just go on about it for 5 hours. I enjoy that just as much. And if it warrants it, I'll do it. But that's my show. Sometimes it's free form. Sometimes we're regimented and have a lot of things to do. Aaron's is almost never – almost every time he goes into a planned segment, like you said, like, you won't believe what Trump did today or whatever. It's like it lasts the shortest amount of time. He'll be distracted again by the chat within 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And back to yelling at the chat or
it's
talking to Johnny.
Whatever viral video is going around at the time and it's whatever nonsense. Like, Patrick, you do a thing where you have all of your old episodes running 24/7 on your show and people tune in because it's still interesting, relevant content to them. Aaron doesn't understand that concept. He's just like, no, it's radio. It's today. It's now. It's happening right now. And then it's forgotten.
Right.
It's over. That's
even
not what it should
even
be.
Beyond that, Carl, like all these, like no matter what show you've got that's running for a long time, it starts to build its own vocabulary and culture, and this thing, it becomes a thing that all these people share with each other. Right. Outside of the goal, are there any recurring bits or things that are repeated from show to show that people can join in on?
Everything's gay.
Everything's gay.
Honestly, that's a great point because I've been tuning into the show quite a bit lately to prep for this show. And yeah, there's really nothing in there that you're like, oh, if you're a Steel Toe fan, you'll say this to another Steel Toe fan.
What's your favorite Matt segment that ever on the show?
Right, whilst I appreciate you hiring Laquitia and I after the last lawsuit, we were just wondering who we should report our grievances to since you have not yet set up a proper HR department.
What? We're not answering that.
Yeah.
We don't. We're like Tesla. We don't have an HR department or a legal department. There's no one to talk to.
even if there is, like, everything is gay, and that's the thing. Is there like a bit around everything's gay, or is it just his opinion that everything is gay?
No, because like, I was making a joke. No, you're right. Yeah. There's nothing. There's no vocabulary, like you said, that's come out of this. I listened to the show called No Agenda. I'm a huge fan of it. And if you talk to another No Agenda fan, you say in the morning to them. And everyone knows what that means. And they'll get people to sneak it onto television to be like, in the morning. And then, you know, No Agenda will play it on their show. I mean, the same with Baba Booey with the Howard Stern show. You say Baba Booey, and everyone goes, oh, it's Howard Stern fan. Like, he has nothing like that.
Right.
Well, he owns it. He takes it for himself, like another win for the toe. It's like what Chad did to the hype train. It's like that's his now.
You're right. Yes, good point.
And like, yeah, Jesse Pierce with Podawful is happy to be here. Patrick's got out of it, and that sort of stuff.
I don't know. Like, I mean, we have the buttering.
The buttering. But it's recurring bits that move and grow and change Rick's, as the show does. And
my wife and Rick's. We have fooled seven different generations of idiots with my wife's cheating on me with this guy named Rick, who owns a chain of wing restaurants in Vegas. It's just made up. But every time someone gets got with it, now they're part of the family. And when it comes up again for the next person believing it, like John played that clip of me crying about my wife leaving me for Rick's that I did. Like, people just buy stupid shit and then you feel good to be a part of it. You get it, Carl.
I'm with you, buddy.
I don't know why we're explaining this to him. Gino Herberger over here. You missed my last super chat, Patrick. What do you mean I missed it? How do you know if I missed it or it just hasn't been up yet? See? Is Moody the new Rocco's Lady K puppet? Hashtag just do it.
You need a Rocco in order for a Rocco puppet to be around, and I don't see a Rocco anywhere.
Steel Toe has never been recommended to me by YouTube. Whiskey Dick. Lucky. Carl has to punch the clown because Jenny too old. What does this mean?
Good point.
It's the second time you sent it in.
I don't know.
When we ask you for clarification and you just send in the same thing again, it doesn't help. I'm just going to say. Cupcakes Corner. Hey, some of us live on... truck stop food. Flying J Burgers and Wawa Pizza are the best. Is Wawa Pizza any good?
I've never had Wawa Pizza, but there is a Flying J not far from where I live. I'm sure it's fantastic.
Rocco loves gas station food.
He does. He has the worst. His palate is the he's a child when it comes to what he eats.
I can't get over it. All right, well, it looks like there may be no Nick Ricada. Do you have any more clips you wanted to play? Moody, anything else?
No, that's
we
need we've gone to get through all to? Of them.
It's a holiday season. I feel like people have had enough. Carl starts looking at his watch around this time.
Well, I have family from out of town. I hear them upstairs.
Oh, well, go have fun with your family, right, Carl.
Well, there is one other thing.
8 minutes away?
Yeah, but we'll stay on and wait for Nick. Carl doesn't need to be a part of it.
Okay. I thought we were winding down here. I didn't know you're kicking me up.
Well, I forgot that Nick might come on. They will stay and see.
The other thing I wanted to point out, because I was checking out some of Aaron this week, he's talking about Mersh, and you gotta admire the fact that he could know nothing about a subject and act like he knows about it. So he literally says, he goes, I haven't been watching Mersh, but you know, the underscore Mersh, I haven't been watching that either, but I've been looking at the titles of his videos. So I'm pretty well aware of what's going on with Mersh.
I just read the headline.
I read the headlines of the guy who's clowning Mersh. So I know everything that's going on with the guy. Like, yep, that's how that works. Good job.
Yeah, I love it. The guys who do like, I don't really watch him, but people send me everything. It's like,
right. And then on Twitter, somebody wrote that you and I are selling cup holders at Hackamania, which could have been a throwaway line or a joke that we did last week. I can't
might
remember.
Might be a good. We might have to give out koozies at registration.
But Aaron responded to that as if we're actually selling cup holders.
Oh, they are. Oh, that's bad.
So Carl's stupid to that level now. He's selling cup holders. Okay, another PDF.
I also heard that you. God, I thought you were clout chasing me because the Stuttering John stuff was running out. Now it turns out I'm hitching Hackamania to you because I don't have anything else and I've ruined my reputation with the cheese pizza.
Well, yeah, Chad Zuma can't figure it out because when we do really well with live shows, it's because I'm a marketing guy. So I just know how to get people to purchase tickets for some reason because that's how marketing works, right? And then we had that show in Largo that didn't sell out. And then all of a sudden it's over and this guy sucks. And then we sold out Detroit a couple months ahead of time. And now, well, Patrick Melton just wants the WATP audience to come out to Las Vegas.
Yeah, we didn't have fun last year. I just need the tickets, Carl.
Right, yeah, yeah. It wasn't that we put out a successful show that everyone had a blast at. We can't wait to do it better this time.
It's so delusional. Well, Chad's, we should talk about this real quick. Catalano, Joey Catalano is going to start a convention / expo. He's announced CatalanoCon.
Right. I haven't heard about
this. Perfect name for it.
Yeah, calling it a con.
And tickets are going to go on sale November 2025. Don't adjust your sets. And the date for the event is March 2026.
So he thinks it's still going to be alive at that time. All right. I've seen his feet, but okay.
And he's going to have local comics there. He's going to go down. There's a comedy club near him, he said. He's going to go down there and just ask who wants to do it.
So this is a joke, obviously.
This is going to be a one-day event. He says it's going to be bigger and better than Hackamania. I'm going. I can't miss this. So I've pledged to buy a ticket. What'd you say?
Is security going to let you in? Like with...
Well, obviously, I'll ask him, can I come? If he says no, I won't buy a ticket, but I'd love to come support Joey. Joey's always supported my events.
Joey, Joey, if you're watching this right now, I have an idea for you. This lawsuit that you want to have, charge Patrick Melton $35,000 for a ticket to CatalanoCon.
Whoa.
And then you'll make up the money that he's been making off of your likeness through super tips.
How many thousand did we make this week, Moody, of the total? Moody, I told you to pull it before the show.
Where are we at?
From Joey.
Just Joey C.
It's actually gone up since.
Because he's more popular now.
He keeps bringing attention to it. So it's actually gone up in this last week. Now, this might not seem a lot because it's like in comparison to the overall number.
Oh, we made $1,000, right?
Yeah. $7,216.
In a week.
Yeah.
Holy shit. You should be giving him at least 50% of that. Some people might say 70%. Of that money. So that's some serious money. That would buy him a lot of cars and get him into a nicer neighborhood.
I hope Joey's paying attention. Our lawyer told us that if we pay him a small amount, then that would mean he's entitled to a larger amount. It would be like us admitting fault. So
they said it could set a dangerous precedent for a lot of other losers to come after us for money. We don't want that.
No, we have to, as according to our legal advice, say, Joey, you're not entitled to anything. This is our money. You did nothing to contribute to
this. But you know you owe him money. You just can't admit it.
I can't answer that, Carl.
Yeah. Right. On advice from our counsel, we've been told not to.
But it's a slam dunk case if he brings it, though.
I can't answer that, Carl.
I got in trouble last week for saying exactly that.
I mean, honestly, you could probably find an attorney that would work pro bono and just take a percentage of the winner, which is going to be...
Especially when you consider the class action implications, Carl, but we're not getting into that.
You're supposed to be our friend. Look, we talked about this in the group chat. Don't give Joey advice. We said
if you bring up super tip, don't mention how much we're raking in.
Moody, you don't understand that Joey got me a ticket to a Red Wings baseball game when he was here in Rochester. So he's my friend too.
Carl is our friend. Carl is our friend. According to Double Jeopardy laws, if you take any of his advice, then you are forfeiting the case completely.
That is true. Yes. You can't take my advice on this, Joey.
Also, Carl's now part owner of Super Tips just because I gave him a piece just now in your head.
Fuck, I'm part of this lawsuit now. Fuck.
Now named as a defendant.
And I always said we should not have Joey C be part of this system. We'll go back to our meeting notes.
Oh, Joey. Joey, the sad thing is, like, we actually are going to work on a way to, like, get people to get paid for using their voice. It's a big part of what we want to do. But, like, they think it's going to be 50%. It's going to be close to one. Yeah. But not maybe not. Maybe not even. So just so you know.
Yeah. Just so you know, Joey, like, I play in bands and we get streamed on Spotify and, you know, Amazon Music and stuff like that. When someone streams our song, we get 0.00003 cents for that stream. So expect something like that.
You get more than that, I think.
Maybe a little more than that.
But, like, if you think about 1%, if somebody gets a $5 tip, they used your name and it's spoke a sentence.
Yeah.
And you get 5 cents.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I mean,
what do you want?
Yeah, I mean, how much does Ashton Kutcher get when somebody watches Dude, Where's My Car? Less than 5 cents.
Or The Ranch. No one's ever watched The Ranch.
But you know what I mean, though? That's how this works. You get a very small percentage of
a
single.
Anyway, we'll work it out with our lawyers should he ever get one. I doubt he will. Carl, you want to plug your before you get out, go hang out with your family? Somebody's got family.
Yeah, look at me. WhoAreThese.com is where you can find all things Who Are These podcasts. Or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. We put out 2 episodes every single week. Tomorrow I'll be recording our worst of 2024, where I'll be getting together with Trucker Andy, Producer Chris, Jenny Jingles, Lucy Tightbox, and Vinnie Paulino. All of us will bring what we thought was the worst show we covered in 2024. That'll be a lot of fun. And of course, support the show, patreon.com/WhoAreThese Podcasts. 2 bonus shows every month, and you can watch us live every Wednesday and Saturday on YouTube.
Any hint on the worst show you've ever watched?
Oh, we have some really good ones already in here. There's this one that I did with
Steel
Dick Masterson called Fierce Fatty, where this woman gives tips on how to not fat shame obese people over the holidays.
Because that's so working out great.
We'll be learning about that tomorrow at WATP.
We stopped fat shaming everybody. We just made more of them. Good job, everybody.
Yeah, they're just the normal size now. So what are you going to do?
All right, Carl, get out of here. I'll hang with Moody and we'll see if Santa shows up.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me. As always.
Bye,
wait, this is my show. What am I talking about? Thanks for having me. Go fuck yourselves.
I'm hosting today. I guess it was his idea. I don't know if this show belongs to anyone but the people.
Right. It's a rodent. It doesn't belong to me. I know that. I know I'm definitely not on that list.
I mean, it could belong to you. We've asked you to start your own Dabbleverse channel. You don't want this on your professional, like, you know, reputation channel, but you could start the Kiwi Dabbler. And you could be pick a fruit that's not taken.
Like cherries. A fruit.
I think cherries are open.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a squash yet.
Right. You want me to have a filter?
Yeah. To save your right. You're like a serious guy.
Right. Right. Like
serious science.
This is a hobby side thing for me. This is my reality TV show. It's like me going on a Real Housewives podcast or something. That's
what just this like that.
It feels
it's just like
that.
That, but you get called a pedophile way more.
Yo. Won't you join me at the Catalano Wine Mixer? VIP packages include a photo with my daughter's ashes that I keep in a King Cobra bottle.
Jesus.
Oh.
The Catalano Wine Mixer is what you have to call it.
That's so good.
That's so much better. It's the Catalano Wine Mixer.
Catalano Wine Mixer.
Yes. How do you not call it that? I will be working / performing for CatalanoCon pro bono. Says Gonzo.
Wouldn't the Catalano Wine Mixer just be like a handle of Tito's?
Oh God, I don't know. All right, we should watch this clip where he mentions you.
Right. Yeah.
Because I think this will hurt, and that's what I want. I want you to. You never really get reckoned with.
It's not the first time he's done it. He does He does start to, yeah. He has been bringing me up more and more as the months have gone by.
Well, you're the only guy that'll talk to me.
Right. This show could have been a phone call, Patrick.
Most of them could.
And Chad was like, Stephen Bravo gave him $5. He wouldn't even read it. He's scared because Stephen Bravo's a big donor to Chad. Now, I'm not one of these guys who gets jealous about people who contribute to my show contributing to others. I think that's
Chandler is back giving hundreds to Chad now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see, Aaron.
Kind of a weird, hacky thing to do. I think people should enjoy what they want. And I think if you enjoy a creator, you should support them financially. Absolutely. I'm a member of, I give 10, 15 bucks a month to like 3 or 4 channels because I like them.
This is like an IRS agent asked him if he made any nonprofit contributions throughout the year that he can write off. He's like, I give to Salvation Army.
Right.
United Way. I gave 15 bucks just the other day to United Way.
This is his lawyer talking to the judge about why his conditions should be lowered. Right. He's a Patreon member of Viking
School Library.
And I watch him regularly.
Yeah. Don't give me a ticket, officer. I contribute to the Police Benevolent Society.
Sean, there's Zumok. I watch a lot of Zumok now. So
I watch a lot of Zumok.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that?
I don't believe it, but I'd say he watches clips. I don't think he can last through an entire Zumok show.
I mean, no one would.
Right.
Throw him a couple of bucks, and then my Viking.
He's definitely watching Chad because. It's the same reason when like a Dirty Dalish leaves your chat room and is like, I'm going to go to Chad because Chad hates Patrick. That's
right.
What's happening here.
Yeah.
One of my Vikings guys. I throw a few bucks to every month. You got to walk the walk. And when I like people and I consume a lot.
Again, it's like he's tithing.
Right.
He's like, I can't tell you guys about Jesus and not give myself.
We know he watches these shows. Why isn't he giving money to the Soul Piggy?
Right. We know you watch Melton.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you not giving money? We got to work out a deal with Clippers where every time someone watches a clip of my show, I get money from that Clipper. That's what I've decided now. Like if I see Doom or Stalin or any of these guys with a clip of NLO and it's like got 3,000 views, like I want 500 of those.
That would work, but there's a more famous Patrick Melton who gets tagged in every video that talks about you. If you go to the descriptions, it says people mentioned and it always shows the Patrick Melton screenwriter.
Yeah. I heard that guy's a pedophile.
Content, I support him because I want him to be able to keep doing
it. He's got to be going like, why does everyone on the internet think I'm a pedophile?
But Stephen Bravo, Chad's like, oh, $5. Well, didn't even read this.
The pedophile over in Florida is going like, cup holders?
That's because of that particular.
He's laughing about the cup holders again. Get
him. Super Chat, there was no thing. He just sent $5. I read all of Stephen Bravo stuff. And it's all
like we've never heard him talk about any of these people.
Right.
Like, and he acts like they're fundamental things. And it's like he's sung karaoke with his daughter once. He's been going back to the lake for the first time in years and years and years now. And he acts like it's part of the fabric of his life. It's just like we heard about you mowing the yard and telling us you got to pick up garbage in it first. It's like, no shit.
It's just a window of the present that's constantly moving. Like right. When he's not talking about golf at all right now, even though he lives to golf and golfs to live.
Right.
Because he's not doing that. But once the weather warms up, he'll be all about golf.
And then he'll teach us golf stuff that he's relearning because it's not really important to his life. But he wants to seem like a cigars and scotch guy. He wants to seem like a golf guy. It's very important to him that he's viewed as. Because golf guys are like successful guys, business guys. And when he's out on the course at Tuesday at 3 p.m., he gets to go, oh yeah, I'm able to do this because I have my own business. I work for myself. I'm kind of a day drinking. That's kind of what I do. I'm the toe.
I don't know. Maybe we'll get a podcast about like the best tips to wash a boxing gym's floor with a mop.
Yeah, like no, I was gonna come up here and do it anyway. I just thought we'd go live. He puts the mouth guard in to do it. Kick the door. He's mopping.
I'm ready. If anyone can, I'm on boxing emergency standby.
He's all geared up to clean.
This
is in case even Ralph shows up with a bottle of 409 and tries to clean over there.
Like the ugliness of people's jealousy. Now, don't get jealous. That's a stinky cologne. And then
this whole like him learning about him watching people talk about him has been insufferable because he now just uses those same terms thrown back at everyone. So he's learned.
Everyone knows he's jealous about April coming in.
Right.
Everyone.
Right. His wife was stolen. Like
in public with something on Twitter that I've experienced myself.
Chad Zumach went public with something on Twitter that I've experienced myself. Here we go.
He said, and this is like, we've talked about the insecurity of Patrick Melton before. It's no surprise to his audience.
It's a book series. The Insecurities of Patrick Melton, volume 8.
Isn't aware of it, but we are. He gets very jealous when people who watch, he thinks that people who watch him should only watch him. He has a very like abandoned child mentality about like watching streams. Like you should.
Is that now look, I'm not a psychiatrist. Is that part of, if you're abandoned as a child, is this part of it where you, anyone who loves you in the future, you don't want them to love other people? Is that part I'm asking, maybe it actually is. I don't even know, but
I know that people with abandonment issues sometimes self-sabotage relationships so that they can be in control of when those relationships
before end. The hurt can happen, you wreck it.
Right. But I don't know about if there's been any journal articles written about if that person had a podcast after abandonment issues.
No,
do they get possessive?
You're right. It's resistance to attachment. Right. You don't want to, you sabotage a relationship before you get to attach so that you don't get hurt.
Yeah, either that or you, like, with things get a little bit shaky, you just immediately you cut and run.
You so
that
abandon you them.
Like, I'm in charge of that. It's like people raised in chaos right. will, like, create chaos around them because then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy of, like, I knew this bad thing was going to happen.
It's like when a fat, ugly girl gets face tattoos and nose rings. It's like,
right.
I choose to be ugly. I did this myself. It's like, right. Yeah. But you were not. It wasn't a white canvas before we. Okay. So then in what world would you cling to something and hold to it and be like, don't go anywhere else. Stay with me. You're saying like those people push away, actually.
That could be like putting an ultimatum down might be their way of saying like either you stay or you go. So maybe it's right. I don't know. But
okay, I'm just asking because I don't.
I'd classify maybe like streaming 10 hours a day or something like that as a way of like trying to keep people close and not let them go to any other shows.
That's barely, a good point. When would you ever watch anything but Steel Toe?
You skip so many streams that I think even people who want to watch you aren't able to.
Right. Good point.
Only watch him. You know, he kind of runs that cult of 65 IQ, really mongoloid looking inbreds.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Same offer you put out to Chad. I've been listening to Nobody Likes Nancy since I was 15. IQ test between me and Aaron. Happy to do that. I have a 65 IQ. I will gladly do an IQ test up against Aaron and see who
I told Chad that. He can pick a woman in our chat.
Right.
And I'll pay for an IQ test for any of them. And women, I'm talking about the low of the low.
I've never done an IQ test before. I don't
either.
But happy to try that.
Yeah, it'd be fun. But yeah, I Yeah, let's see.
And when they venture out of his community, they find out that everyone thinks he's either, they call him a... or.
Oh, what I was going to say is, you're all mongoloid-looking, ugly, 65 IQ people, but also I stole you from him.
Right.
So he attracts 65 IQ mongoloids.
He reversed that. So he's, for the longest time, he said, like, what data shows is that a lot of his listeners started to dip as you covered him and your listeners rose. But now he's saying that he is stealing your listeners because his show is growing where it is as low as it's ever really been.
Yeah. He got up to 5,000 views on his Monday birthday show. And that's the first time that hit that in a long time. And probably only because it was
long.
6-7 hours.
Yeah.
Right. So he's doing great.
And, or fat, hunchback, back tits, whatever they call them. There's too many
We've been petitioning for a hunchback cam for a really long time, Patrick. When are you
gonna finally
put a hunchback cam behind you?
Hold on, what are you? You've never brought this to me.
No, never. But
I might have to do that down in the corner.
Yeah, a hunchback cam.
Just 10 frames per second. It doesn't have to be a high res.
Right, you know. that hunch isn't growing faster than 10 frames per second.
Right.
And they found out that, like, I guess some of them like Chad, and Chad found out from some of his fans that...
This is all recent. I found out some of my fans like Chad. I just found this out.
Melton, when he finds out that they like Chad too... Patrick makes them choose or try.
Imagine how little respect this guy has for people. I make you choose.
Make them choose. Like he'll message them.
All right.
Hold on. I'll message them.
Right. We'll address that a little bit later. The thing I want to get into is like the media literacy. Like if someone is watching your show and is enjoying your show, which is essentially a takedown of people like Steel Toe and Chad and that sort of, you're watching things to tear apart those things. I don't know how then you could go and then genuinely also enjoy a show which is presenting those in an unironic way. I don't know how those mesh with each other.
Like, it's the same way, like, we watch Steel Toe and we watch Chad and we do enjoy it. It's lying to say we're not enjoying it. But we're enjoying it on a level not meant.
Yeah.
Like Chad's like, I'm an awesome, funny guy doing a funny show. And we're like, look at this idiot think he's doing a funny show.
Right. The two run sort of counter to each other. Being an earnest fan of Chad and enjoying your takedowns of him is like...
But what I'm saying is I think there's an innocence there that's like a level where you're enjoying what a boob Chad is. Now he can't read and stuff, but you think that's I like Chad.
Right.
I think there are a lot of people like, I like Chad. I think he's funny because he can't read and he's always drunk. And it's like, right. We agree. We actually agree.
Right. But like Chad's not putting out a show that says I'm funny because I can't read. Like that's not his show.
Right.
His show is... I'm the greatest. I could be on radio. I'm friends with Florentine. Like, that's his show.
On loop. Yeah. All right. I just got to hear this.
That makes them choose or tries to.
In writing, I contact people and make them choose.
Them choose. Like, he'll message them and tell them, you have to choose between Chad or me. Now,
I've said this and I said it the other day. If I give anyone permission to post DMs of me coming at you for liking any show and telling you you've got to pick and I need an answer. Like release that. Anybody put it up. This is Chad. This is Stevie Lou who says he's got proof. All these people put it up and I'll quit forever podcasting. If I've ever come at you and said, you gotta stop watching these guys.
That's actually a Chad move. Didn't he used to,
I posted some of them on Twitter today. Chad has contacted multiple people by DMs the minute they quit his Patreon going, why did you quit? Why did you stop giving me money? then threatening to contact their ex-husband that they were going through a divorce with. This is all on my Twitter right now, NLO on Twitter. I just posted it today. You say I do that. Chad actually does that. These guys are all the same. It's projection. They all like accuse other people of doing what they do.
And then show no proof of that accusation.
Right. I'm waiting. I hope it leaks out. So even Kevin Brennan was watching this clip and going like, I don't see Melton doing that. Right. Like,
I didn't know that this was a secret. Like, a lot of people were sharing this around and going, holy shit, I didn't know this.
It's a secret. A lot of people have been sharing it around that Melton messages, don't quit Melton's. If you ever quit Melton's Discord, if you ever quit Melton's overdose, he comes after you. He doxes your family.
I've known about this for over a year.
Aaron's known that I do this for a year. There should be so much out there.
And he should be talking about this for over a year because
right.
The clips he's been trying to criticize you for that long. It's like the Nick actually eats my cum line of argument.
Right.
Why would that not be instantly your rebuttal to the first accusation?
Sometimes it works. Like I did it to Little Lemmy. I was like, you got to pick me or Steel Toe. And we got her.
Because she seemed
it works.
She seemed normal in the chat. And it's like, how are you enjoying this? And it turned out that she had built like a group of friends who she was hanging out with. And it was hard for her to let go until she threatened to ban everyone if he didn't demod her.
I have fans of mine who go, I came over to you from that shitty Onion show. And when he finds out that you
name 17,
both shows, unironically, he gets mad.
When I mention that I watch both shows unironically, he gets mad.
The only one I can think of in recent times is probably Pants Maestro, who paid Aaron to eat dog food.
He's trying to get him to eat butter, and he comes over and discusses his plans to get Aaron to do stupid shit with us. So,
right.
I guess that means he's fucking with me and he's Tobro?
But there's been no, like, you have to choose between. There is, like, sometimes, what are you doing giving this person money? Like, you don't need to pay him $200.
It's just like a recurring sentiment in his chat and our chat. It's just like, right. Who are the people who give this guy money? But I don't lose sleep over it. Like, what can I do if Grey Duckling wants to siphon away his children's inheritance to Aaron Imhole? I don't give a fuck. None of that's my money. Aaron gets mad because he's like, I have potential access to every dollar in the world. And if it goes to someone else, fuck. It's like, you know, you were never, that's not your money.
Good. No, you have to pick this one or that one. It's like, dude, how many times did your parents leave you?
Twice. I don't understand this at all. I really don't even understand this one. I'm upset about fans leaving, and his sick burn is, how many times did your parents leave you?
But it was, how many times did your parents leave? There's a simple answer to that. It's two. It can't be more than two.
It's actually zero. I would say dying doesn't count as leaving. First of all, and second of all, this is coming from a guy whose parents are alive and chose not to communicate with him. My parents had a pretty good excuse. Their heart wasn't beating. That's why they missed Christmas this year. What about the three Christmases before this where you weren't allowed to see your family because they didn't want to see you? They were alive.
No, you lose because your parents abandoned you, but he wins because he abandoned his parents.
Right. He's the one who told his family to fuck off.
Exactly. And that's why Ashley had to run around maintaining the relationship between the grandparents and their grandchildren.
Right. Fuck. Like, fuck. You've had two wives leave you. You had an empty home. Like,
what? Like,
no
what?
One has ever chosen to leave me. No one. No what? One.
What abandonment issues is he giving his own children through introducing them to new women every few months?
Guys, April this is SP.
Right.
Don't learn a name. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
She'll be gone soon. Soon as I meet a leggy blonde who can hunt.
Like, how many times did they neglect you? That's some.
That's a different story. They neglected me all the time. They never left.
Childhood shit. When you're on the internet and you can't handle other people on the internet liking other people on the internet.
When you're on the internet and you can't handle other people on the internet liking other people on the internet.
That's mommy and daddy.
I think you'd put someone who never has other people from different shows on his show. That would be someone who can't handle other people being fans of different shows. But you constantly talk about other shows like Tukey and Pretty Antisocial and all these other places that you watch.
And there's nobody who's not like, if Chad was like, you know, Chad always does it like, you won't face me. And it's like, about what? Like, what am I going to argue with Chad about? But like, if there's literally nobody I won't talk to, you know, Husey was going to bring on Aaron on that show. I was like, do it. Like, but Aaron won't go on a show with Hughes, with me, or with now he knows Dean or you. Like, he won't do it. Like,
why are you talking about Husey? Some people might go to watch Husey instead of you.
And Daddy.
Nobody's going to go watch Husey instead of me.
Reminds me. We should have sent Patrick a gift for Christmas. I know he doesn't have anybody.
Fuck.
I think mommy and dad.
I don't even know what to say.
You just got married.
I don't have anybody. Fuck.
They're dead and they didn't really love him anyway. And he's really got nobody.
This is like what, like, I guess this would hurt him because, like, people do what they think hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, their parents are dead. His parents are dead, huh? But they didn't really love him anyway. Like, what am I gonna? You didn't know him, right? Okay, cool.
The Christmas with
his fat. His house must have been so quiet when the kids had to go.
After they left, yeah.
Yeah, other
all right, family. Kids, get your gifts to take them to your real house.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That's one thing that I didn't have to ever say. Kids, get everything together to take it to see mommy and new daddy.
No, because you never took the kids back to their parents afterwards, after you were done with them.
Yes.
Through life.
Yes.
Fat alone. Veldrain says Patrick Melton's biggest problem.
This is my favorite segment, is when he reads chats that make him feel like, yeah. Yes, yes, Melton is, yes.
Is he can't eat them to make them go away. He tries. Snowcat Tish says, Zumach talks about money more than you. His obsession with SJ is scary. Well, here's my deal with all that. All of these guys talk about money more than I do.
He was just
all of these guys talk about money more than I do.
He also said he watches a lot of Chad, and now he's criticizing Chad for money.
All of these guys talk about money more than I do. Actually, there's a clipper named Real Media Player who clips all these idiots talking about money all day.
That's the ugly secret they don't want to talk about. We have a money goal. We throw it right in your face. We're very honest about it. It's a big blinking neon light. Then we do a show. These guys, everything they do is geared towards a money grab. Every work they set up, they're not being honest with you.
Everything we do is geared towards a money grab.
Get it. These people set up websites called stores, which are devoted to listing goods and services that people exchange for money. They're just taking your money.
Dude, that's, I put your name on a leaderboard. Like, that's a product. Did you see the confetti and birthday cards? Hello? Hello?
Don't you want to be... Don't you... when like the apocalypse has happened, and next to Ozymandias's statue, there is going to be that donor board in the sand that says Chad Buzemach donor ratings $100 club. Do you not want your name written in dry water raised on there?
It's a big title, but we think you can carry it. The Chad Buzemach donor ratings $100 club.
Yeah. Look upon my goalsy mighty in despair.
Try and take money out of your pocket and then act like they're not doing what I do. And they're not doing what I do. They're doing something much more nefarious. They're doing something much more dishonest, which is they're pretending that they're not doing what I do while doing worse than what I do.
You just said we're doing what you do, but we're doing worse also? No one's doing worse.
What I do is I go, hey, this is what I do for a living. In order for me to keep doing this for a living, here's the number. And
most places don't have a number. If you go to a store, they don't say you gotta buy at least seven items because this is how much we pay in rent. We've got this on the board.
Welcome to Applebee's. We hope you're getting the lobster because we are really short of the number today. Right. You guys, can we get you our $50 lobster tail?
Yeah. Please. His little Terry, he's going to be fired if you don't order appetizers.
Right. And I'll tell you what, if you do both get lobster and a qualifying dessert, we got a little confetti in the back. I'm not supposed to, but I might come out here and throw a pinch. We have to pick it up. I get in trouble. But
look, you guys can only sit here for 2 hours, but we are three drinks away from 3:30.
There. Then the rest is up to you.
And by the way, we need you to get them before 3:30 because happy hour starts at 4, and that's not going to help our bottom line one bit if I have to start getting up two.
Yeah, look, if you order one drink, I won't keep reminding you to buy drinks, but you can stay.
Let's stay ahead of that, though. Let's have one drink by the 8 o'clock hour. If we can get another one in by 9, and then wrap it on up with a bloody by 10:30, we'll knock it out.
Apple Biggs.
They just bombard you with.
Can we get an Apple Biggs logo?
Riffs and everything else, and it's so immature.
It's like him going like, God, they're nonstop with their grifts and their cheap, their beggy ways. It's like
you with works and grifts and everything else, and it's so immature. Like it's so
people. What we do is immature.
It's middle school. People in high school don't behave that way. So. I've always thought that a lot of the steel toe hate around the goal and everything else was wild projection.
Now, again, this is the day before today where he said, anyone who, like, I hate the goal. I get it. I have dream where, like, it's the one part of this show I hate. But then he says, anybody who complains about the goal is projecting. Day to day, it's whatever fits is.
Yeah.
Wild projection. Of people who just can't be as honest as we are about. Lucky Limes with $2 says, Merry Christmas. Keep felting Nick Riccata. I don't see people say that. I don't feel like I'm felting him.
Nick, are you calling in?
I feel like I just kind of live my.
He's run out of Nick Riccata stories. There's nothing left. There's That's nothing like, left in the
Well,
bank.
The new one about the cum.
Right. Made up ones. That's have never been mentioned before.
Hey, Nick, Aaron says you ain't come. Now what?
He gets a little, he misses Aaron once in a while, and then he gets a little Aaron obsessed, and then I just respond with one of these. That's it. And then it's over. Everybody lives in
the. Everybody remember when that happened?
World where they're like, oh, keep felting him. Keep.
There was like, so what he just said is people used to say, like, I felted Chad or I destroyed Chad. And it's like, they did? Was it when you gave up twice and did this?
Yeah, no more washing Chad. My hands.
Is that what it's people used to say? Like, wow, Chad, he destroyed Chad.
It's himself. I'm just kind of sitting here doing my thing. I don't really think I'm felting anyone, but thank
you. He's not sitting there doing his thing. He is lapping up every little bit of news that comes out. and broadcasting that.
Right.
To the way where it gets in the way of his news articles, which is what he says his show is actually about.
Yeah, I really would love to see him go back to radio. I would love to see what it is. Right. I'd love to see what he thinks it is and how long it would last.
It'd be the funniest outcome if he got back onto radio, yeah, because the disconnect between what that reality is and what he thinks it is so good.
Maybe we can start calling the radio station on that channel in the morning and being like, you need to retire. Let Aaron in.
Right.
That Moody, I don't get him. Like, is he he's not an entertainer of any kind. He's
now that's insulting because you do actually have a little performance background. You've been in commercials.
I do. I've been in commercials. I did stand up. I did improv. I did theater growing up. So I have a background of entertainment. You know,
Dad's going to be like, he doesn't even get booked anywhere anymore, Moody. He doesn't even do it.
I did poetry slams for a bit. Like, I like being on stage. It's just not something I turned into a career. And that's fine.
Because it's hard to make a living doing it.
Right. And I have I had a list of other interests that I was focused on as well. Right. And you have to be really devoted to the arts and all of that to do it well. Cause the barrier to being able to go up on stage is so low that you have to outcompete all of these other people that are just sitting around doing nothing in between their open mic sets. If you're gonna ever progress, and I just didn't have the time, I guess, or the I didn't want to put in the effort to that level.
To that point, do you think there's something out? Like, what would after this? Like, what does happen for Chad and Aaron? Like, these are guys who never really did anything else. Chad, they were all like radio right out of college, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know if Chad did radio right out of college. He's 50. Has he been doing comedy for 30 years? I guess so. Fuck.
They find ways to grift no matter where they are. So he'll figure out a way to get money. What Aaron seems to be really good at is cornering a small group of people, like individuals, and being able to extract money from them. And I think that's a transferable skill, whether it's on a stream or whether it's like going to a bunch of different businesses and telling them he'll advertise them for $400 a month.
Funny, he's never said anything memorable. Is that just like the only guy that will talk to Patrick?
I don't know.
You've never said anything memorable.
I've never said it. I don't know. He changed his marker after I pointed it out.
Pretty memorable.
That's pretty memorable. I hope he remembers to not button up his second button next time he's like wearing a suit to go to court. Mm. That's the thing. Do you want to look like a tube man, or do you want to remember the non-memorable thing that I said of how to wear a suit properly and not button up your second button?
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Yeah, that's a weird guy. That's a, like, Patrick has a phenotype. Moody has a phenotype of a guy. You go into that closet, there's skeletons in it. That's a weird dude. They get on socialist media.
Yes, but I ordered them from a university that specializes in selling cadavers, and they're for medical research.
I've been 3D printing my skeletons.
Asking his viewers.
I've got a new glow-in-the-dark filament.
This is like asking Melton to decide on a second or third lunch. He'll want both.
Right, but like, okay, he's done with a part of it. Okay, like, what? I have a phenotype. Everyone, by definition, has a phenotype. There's going to be very rarely.
Why are you
rarely,
arguing with him?
Sorry?
Why are you arguing with him?
Because he used the word phenotype wrong, and my brain isn't letting it pass.
He uses any word with three syllables or more wrong.
Right. But what does he mean by that guy has a phenotype? Look at his closet for skeletons.
He says, I'm going to pod you down. He uses one syllable.
Right.
Eastwood says, Chad's just amazed people will give him money and he doesn't have to steal it.
So this is the thing about, and now it's like upset KB, I guess. about, because we watched a thing where Chad was saying I was fucking with KB about choosing a show. And then I said today, you know, I said, like, prove it. And then I tagged her today, and then she's mad, and she says, Chad never brought me into this. You brought me into it. And it's like, she doesn't know. I guess she hasn't seen the thing where Chad's like, Melton's harassing KB. So,
isn't KB on the show with Chad?
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Look, we think it's funny, and we're going to make fun of you when we make fun of Chad's show. No one has been DMing KB, you got to pick. So stupid Michaela's in the chat now going, don't pile on KB because you're mad at Chad. Okay. She might just not be made for our world anymore. Bye. You're so dumb. You're too dumb to be here. No one's piling on KB. I literally said on Christmas night, I've met KB a couple times. I don't think she's bitching to Chad about me bitching at her to pick shows. A, I didn't bitch at her to pick shows. And B, it just doesn't seem like what she would do. Chad's making up BS to drag KB into it, just like he drug Sketty into it, because this is what Chad does. He can't fight on his own, so he drags listeners into it, and then says, I'm doing something that I'm not doing. So I know KB probably didn't tell Chad this. I certainly didn't bug KB to pick shows. And I've never messaged any fan that you've got to choose between me and Aaron. You've got to choose between me and Chad. It's so insane.
The thing you need to watch out before you believe is if it starts with Chad said, look into it. Look into it a bit.
Like the fact that I'm even, and then KB's mad at me going, don't drag my name into it. Honey, he did a whole segment saying you were bitching and because I had fucked with you. So catch the fuck up. I hate these people.
Well, he's not turning up, I don't think.
No, I don't think he's turning up. Let's knock these out. And Eggy, what is this? I got to make my thing bigger. An Eggy Blonde sounds so weird. You remember the eggs and shrimp?
April. With the shells.
Sword and Scale Television says emailed you Applebee's logo. Are you Sword and Scale Television now?
Could be.
Fuck is this? Aussie guy Aaron freaked out and started screaming at me and refused to answer questions about his show because I'm an NLO fan. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Aaron's the one who wouldn't talk to somebody because they listen to NLO. And Aaron actually says all the time to people like, oh, you're an NLO ball washer. These are the guys who like make everything tribal. I don't think I've ever once said you're a KB ball washer. You're a Chad ball washer. That's something to say when you don't have anything to say.
Wasn't Roots Calhoun came into the chat and everyone was very fine.
He makes good songs. I've listened to two or three of his songs. They're good. Like, I'm not mad at Roots Calhoun just because he's one of five funny gentlemen in a text chat who's going to show up and light the 10th anniversary Steel Toe show on fire. That's a good point, though, Aussie guy. Keel 139, watch both and confirmed Melton does not care. I mean, I like KB, but imagine KB running and being like, Melton's harassing me to not like your show.
You do sometimes, if there's like a chat going, you might zoom in on the chat and ask someone to explain themselves. But, yeah,
publicly.
Right.
I yell at you all the time in public. Do you think it's a serious?
Yeah.
The private ones you got to worry about.
Udi, I have an idea. Program my personality into 1,000 bots. Uday will buy them. We'll send them to every radio station in America and conquer radio. Just imagine it. Nationwide coverage of politics, culture, and Nick Ricchietta's deviant sex life with my wife. Magnificent.
This could be a real thing in the future. Like if they like clone Howard Stern into an AI that can do the Howard Stern program, you could literally have him on in every market, but local a custom show that like it's syndicated, but not syndicated. It's a different show in every market.
I'm not joking when I say this, but one of the biggest problems I currently have with my Aaron AI is that every show devolves into him talking about him being breastfed until he was like seven years old.
I may have put that in there.
So he does, like, SP will bring him a drink halfway through the show, and he'll be like, it's not breast milk. It's not the breast milk, but I was breast milk. And then he keeps talking about how much stronger he is because he was breastfed to that level, and how none of his haters are as strong as he is because he had milk for so long.
You have to be recording these.
I'm not. It happens so often that I just...
you would roll digital tape on every AI instance. When are we going to get another Aaron live show test?
I'm thinking this week. So Monday or Tuesday this week, I think I'll be ready for it.
All right. Moody, any other news, ideas, plugs?
No, that's about it. YouTube.com/@SteelToeParodyShow. Hopefully have something up soon. I'll schedule it. And
are you going to let people hug you at Hackamania?
Yeah, you will. If you're not weird about it, that's fine. I'm quite approachable. I think I don't think I'm that threatening. So,
okay. I don't think anybody's scared of you,
right? So yeah, if you want to hug me, just
they're allowed to hug you, pick you up, put you down.
Well, they want to pick me up, put me down. God tried. She did.
How much to blow you up at Adrenaline Mountain?
Blow me up?
Yes.
That's not for sale.
All right, everybody. Is there going to be an NLO later? There goddamn is. We'll probably be making fun of Chad. Just so you know, Keel's a new member. Thank you for joining, Keel. And B Smiley says, I need to see Moody's stand-up ASAP. I know it exists.
It's on the overdose. You and Josh Denny watched my stand-up and ripped it to shreds. And I was in the studio. It's fine. It was an open mic set from 2009. Go nuts.
It's probably great. It's probably all in Kiwi and you won't be able to understand it.
Also, me doing slam poetry in earnest is on the overdose from 2011 or something like that. I did it to Mikala.
Insufferable arm flailing toe man. More shows with that Rocco looking puppet, Moody.
No, thank you.
I don't know what any of that means. All right, we're going to get out of here. Do you guys want the theme song for the show? There's a show in town. It's snowing now. You can go outside and beat the Browns. Isn't it?
There's a show in town. It's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toe slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill. It's always flipping. From April's scrim to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win. Oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on her own. Show. Revenge porn to felony. It's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent. His empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat. Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble. Little piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch.